Spectrum pregame show. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and you could save hundreds. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifted in the air to left field, long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. I'll be joined shortly by Dylan Tyer as the Clippers take on the Rochester Red Wings in Game 4 of a six-game series here at Huntington Park. A lot of rain in Central Ohio today, but it looks like we're going to be okay to get this one in. Maybe we'll dodge some raindrops, but for the most part, it looks like clear, well, cloudy, but dry skies anyway here in the Arena District. The Clippers have rattled off four wins in a row. Rochester, meanwhile, has dropped 14 consecutive ball games. This is a team for whom nothing is going right. They have pitched generally pretty well in this series. Yesterday, the Clippers scored six runs early and then had to hold on as Rochester finally got things going offensively, scoring three runs in the eighth inning and two in the ninth. They had the tying run at third base but couldn't get it home as the Clippers beat them by a 6-5 final score. Today, a former Columbus Clipper, Jeffrey Rodriguez, will take the hill for the Red Wings. He is 1-2 on the season with a 6.17 earned run average. For Columbus, Aaron Savalli makes his third rehab start of the season. No wins, no losses, 2.70 ERA for the Clippers. Starting lineups and first pitch coming up after this.
Hey, Columbus fans. America's Pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You'll also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Clippers!
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
You've been listening to the Spectrum pregame show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
This is our national anthem today here at Huntington Park, and that means baseball is mere moments away. Let's get you the starting lineups. Brought to you by Donato's. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's, every piece is important. C.J. Abrams, just acquired from the San Diego organization and a newly minted top prospect for the Washington Nationals, will lead things off at shortstop and be followed by Andrew Stevenson in center field. And then the second baseman, Jake Knoll. Cleaning up, Riley Adams. He'll be the backstop today for Rochester. David Dahl bats fifth and plays right field. Joe Nagowski is at first base, and he's the sixth hitter. Nick Banks bats seventh in left. Jake Alou at the hot corner will be the eighth hitter, followed by the designated hitter, Cole Freeman. Abrams, Stevenson, Knoll, Adams, Dahl, Nagowski, Banks, Alou, and Freeman. For the Red Wings. For the Columbus Clippers, how about this at the top of the order? The catcher, Bo Naylor, will be the leadoff man today, followed by Gabriel Arias. Arias is the shortstop. Will Brennan in left bats third. Cleanup man is the big fella, Franmil Reyes. He'll be in right field today for the Clippers, followed by David Fry, the DH. Ernie Clement at second, bats sixth. Bottom third of the order for Andy Tracy's nine today. The center fielder, Oscar Mercado. Trenton Brooks at first base. and Jose Fermin at third. In for the Clippers, Naylor, Arias, Brennan, Reyes, Fry, Clement, Mercado, Brooks, and Fermin. Jeffrey Rodriguez will take the hill for the Red Wings in the bottom of the first inning, but before that, Aaron Civale here on a Major League rehab assignment. The right-hander from East Windsor, Connecticut. 6'2", 215-pounder. Guardians drafted him back in 2016 in the third round. Cloudy skies overhead here at Huntington Park as we get you ready for the first pitch. 81 degrees, our game time temperature. Winds coming out of the south at about 5 miles per hour. Game time conditions presented by the Ohio Lottery. Be at Huntington Park for next fantastic Friday on August 19th against the Toledo Mudhens. You could be the winner of an Ohio Lottery scratch-off game. Well, the Mount Carmel injury report, easy to figure out today, brought to you by Mount Carmel. Check them out online at mountcarmelhealth.com. And Dylan, you got Aaron Civale out here getting ready to make his rehab appearance for the Columbus Clippers, trying to get himself back to the major leagues. It's been a tough season for him health-wise and for some of the numbers.
Yeah, but when we've seen him here in Columbus, I think he's looked pretty good. We got the opportunity to see him, what was it, a month ago now, maybe a little bit beyond that, but he looked pretty good. I'm excited to see Civale today. We've seen some good pitching in this series, really, from both sides, Rochester and the Clippers here, and I expect that to continue today. I'm really eager to see what Civale has in store. We've seen, like I said, excellent pitching so far in this series, and a lot of guys finding their spots. A lot of command so far in this series. Not a whole lot of walks, so I'd love to see that continue today.
Pitchers have, generally speaking, kept it in the yard on both sides. Not easy to do here at Huntington Park. 318 down the right field line to that 22-foot high wall, the Pedialyte porch. That ball, 22 feet high, goes all the way from the right field foul pole out to the batter's eye in center field and then drops way, way down to about 8 feet tall till you get to the left field corner where it goes up to about 12 feet, 325, right down the left field line. 400 to straightaway center. To the left of that, the deepest part of the ballpark, 405. Aaron Civale has warmed up, has a sign, he kicks and he fires, and his first pitch is in for a called strike. 7:07, couple of minutes behind our scheduled start time, but we're underway on a beautiful day in the Arena District. C.J. Abrams, 6'2", 185-pounder, bats from the left side. Next pitch, swung on and tapped. It will be foul, touched up by Bo Naylor just outside the right-handed batter's box and third base line for strike two.
Pretty major league matchup here between C.J. Abrams and Aaron Civale. Abrams played 46 games in San Diego this season, of course, coming over in the big Juan Soto deal. Started the year as the Padres' top prospect, top 10 prospect in all of baseball. Struggled, though, in the big league. Spent some time at Triple-A El Paso this year where he's much better, hitting over 300. So expect him to be a difference maker for Rochester here.
Sharp breaking ball there from Civale. Finishes just low to make it 1-2. It's always interesting to see a guy who was part of a big trade, maybe the biggest trade ever. That was kind of what was talked about with Juan Soto. How does he react to being a piece in that trade? How does he react to a change in scenery? And how does he react to being back in AAA rather than the major leagues? Well, he's going to swing and miss at a good-looking curveball there from strike three, and Abrams is put away. When Aaron Civale's stuff is coming out of his hand the way he wants it to, as he showed last year, he can be a not just good major league pitcher, a very good major league pitcher. He was 12-5 for the Guardians last year, I guess for the Indians last year. 384 earned run average in 21 starts. First pitch swing and a broken bat flare into shallow center field. Off the bat of Andrew Stevenson falls in. He will lose that bat, but it will die a hero. A single with one down.
Well, you mentioned the struggles, at least numbers-wise, in the big leagues this season. With that strikeout of Abrams to start things off, he's officially pitched seven innings of AAA baseball this year, striking out 11, walking just two. So the stuff is there, obviously.
Yes.
You know, just a matter of working it out in the big leagues.
Now, for the Guardians this year, he was about a strikeout per inning pitcher, but that has not typically been the case for Aaron Civale. He's more contact-oriented. One down, one on. Here's the pitch to the three-hitter and second baseman, Jake Knoll, who takes inside a fastball at 91 miles per hour. Civale in a Clippers uniform, a 2.57 ERA. First start was brief, two innings against Indianapolis, two runs allowed. There goes the runner, here comes the pitch. It's a fastball inside, the throw, the tag, it's not in time. The throw tailed a bit on Bo Naylor, and so Ernie Clement had to come off the bag to snatch it, and he was almost able to lay down the tag on the leg of Stevenson as he dove past. As we look at the replay, he got the tag down on the leg, but just milliseconds late. So Stevenson in with a steal, and Knoll ahead in the count, 2-0. Savali has his sign. They're looking for about four innings from him tonight. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses inside, 3-0.
You look at some of the underlying numbers for Aaron Savali this season, and it can paint a little bit of the picture. 295 batting average against, which is way elevated compared to opponents hitting 236 against him last year. And a huge, huge difference, the ground ball percentage and the fly ball percentage. Way more fly balls against him this year, way less ground balls compared to a successful season last year. I think that tells the story right there.
3-0 pitch right down Main Street for a called strike. In this day and age, I mean, sinker ball pitchers are a rarer breed probably than they have been since the sinker ball was invented. You see a lot more four-seam fastballs rather than two-seam fastballs. 3-1 pitch. Breaking ball low and away for ball four. That is a walk to put him at first and second for Riley Adams. And if you're missing up, you're getting fly balls with swings designed to put the ball in the air and hit it a long, long way. You're going to tend to give up more runs on average than if you're getting the ball on the ground. That's just the way baseball works in 2022. So maybe, as you say, that is a very strong indicator why the numbers have been different this year than they were a year ago for Savali, who throws a strike fastball on the outside corner.
Talked about the fly ball percentage, the line drive percentage way up too, and that's maybe even more of an indicator.
Those
than
you want to stay
balls.
Away from, right?
Right. Those are the ones that are going to do the most damage on you.
Riley Adams, a 912 OPS in his time in this uniform. It's a ground ball to third base. Fermin's got it on the line. Steps on the pillow, throws to first in time, and that's a nifty double play to get Savali out of the first inning. Fermin starts it. 5-3 finishes it, and we go to the bottom of the first inning scoreless at Huntington Park.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling about the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Jeffrey Rodriguez will take the mound for the bottom of the first inning. Rodriguez, a former Clipper back in 2019. He was acquired by the Cleveland Indians at the time as part of the Yan Gomes deal. He sent Gomes to the Washington Nationals. Rodriguez and Daniel Johnson came to the organization and came here to Columbus. Coincidentally, both of them back now in the fold of the Washington Nationals. Rodriguez pitching today Daniel Johnson, who was DFA'd by the Guardians earlier this season, picked up by the New York Mets, played about a dozen games for Syracuse, and he was let go and signed a minor league free agent deal with Washington. He is not currently with Rochester. He is in Florida trying to get himself ready to go. Rodriguez goes the first pitch up out of the zone. 92-mile-per-hour fastball to Bo Naylor. 1-0 pitch coming, and it's lifted high in the air. Foul out of play down the left field line to even the count at 1-1. Rodriguez is a big, strong young man. 6'6", 230 pounds. He does not have an overpowering fastball. Does not strike out a lot of batters. 1-1 pitch. That fastball comes in at 93 and is a called strike at the knees to make it 1-2. Pitched in the major leagues for Washington the year prior to the trade, 2018, made 14 appearances. Gets a swing and a miss here on a breaking ball. So a strikeout to the first man he faces. He has always been kind of a swingman. Starts long relief. That has been his role for the Guardians. In 2019, he made 8 starts, 2 bullpen appearances, had a 1-5 record and a 4.63 earned run average. Pitched more for Cleveland than Columbus that year. This is his first start for quite a while for the Rochester Red Wings. Here's a bunt, third base side. Arias fouls it to the visiting dugout to make it 0-1. Rodriguez last started back on June 24th against Syracuse. Since then, it's been all bullpen appearances, but usually long relief. 0-1. Breaking ball misses the inside corner. Arias. And a pretty good run for the Clippers right now. 1-1 pitch is outside. Started with a couple of home runs in the series at Louisville. And, boy, you'd love for this to be what we look back on as the beginning of Arias getting right here in the 2022 season, because his numbers right now, even with this hot stretch, still just a .211 batting average, .674 OPS. Whoa, look out! He just got drilled in the head. And the ball, it's not a glancing blow. It bounced all the way back out to the mound to Jeffrey Rodriguez. And Arias is down on the ground. Trainer Jeremy Heller is out there with him. Andy Tracy is out there with him. Arias is moving around down there. It got him on the side of the batting helmet above the ear flap. Arias has missed several games this year. In fact, missed a large chunk of time with a broken hand. But then when he came back off the injured list, the first two games he played, he came out both times. The first time he was hit by a pitch, came out of the game, played the next day, fouled a ball off the plate that came up and hit him in the cheek, and he came out of that game as well. He's sitting up here, and now they are going to help him to his feet. And Arias is walking shoulder to shoulder in between manager and trainer, and he is going to come out of this ball game. And that is obviously concerning. And so we'll see who the Clippers decide to put out there for him. You've got Mitch Tolman on the bench. He is the likely candidate to go out there and be the shortstop for the rest of the game. And that is indeed who it'll be. So Arias, hit by a pitch, will sit the rest of this one out, and hopefully just precautionary. And again, you cross your fingers and hope that he'll be fine come tomorrow. Man on and a man out for Will Brennan. Brennan, left-handed batter. Well, you see how now Rodriguez reacts, because for a pitcher, that can be a tough thing to pitch after. Throws low for ball one.
Yeah, you never want to see a guy get hurt like that. You, of course, are a competitive guy, and you want to put your best foot forward here and make outs. That's your job, but it always shakes you a little bit. You know, I won't say it shakes you when you hit a guy, but when you hit a guy like that, you hate to see it.
Brennan takes inside a fastball at 91 from Rodriguez. Two balls, no strikes. And again, Rodriguez was not here for a long time, but everybody just seemed to think he was a really, really nice guy. Misses high.
I will say, though, it probably helps things out that you see the guy walk off under his own power.
Sure. Yes.
Got to feel a little bit better after that. Still stings that you hit the guy in the head. You never want to do that.
Well, Rodriguez has not thrown a strike since. It's 3-1. And that trend continues up and in for ball four. Two on, one down. Here's Franmil Reyes. And the catcher, Riley Adams, as you might expect, wants to head out to the mound. And the pitching coach is going to join him. Rafael Chavez will go out. And, you know, certainly the message here is going to be, hey, just get back to what you do. Let's take a moment, take a breath. Try and move past the moment that we just had a little while ago and get back to what you do.
Well, this is a great time to hit if you're Franmil Reyes, by the way, because you got to be sitting dead red on something to drive. We've seen the fastball. It's very hittable at 91 to 93 miles per hour. And right now, he's throwing ball after ball. He hits Arias. He walks Will Brennan on four pitches. And Franmil Reyes has to be sitting dead red right now. I wonder, though, you know, is he going to want to take early in this count, given the fact that Rodriguez hasn't found the strike zone in quite some time? If I'm him, though, I'm letting it fly if you see something early.
I think if you get one in the happy zone, you take an absolute monster swing.
It's a good night to hit, too. The wind blowing gingerly in right now. It's a warmer night at the ballpark. Still a friendly hitting environment, I would say.
Rodriguez's last appearance was only one inning, tied for his shortest appearance of the year, but he struck out three batters. And, well, a lot of things that we thought were going to happen there happened. Reyes took a huge cut at the first pitch, but what he was not preparing for was a slider low and away, and that's what he got, and he came up empty 0-1. The pitch. Another breaking ball hit up the middle and off the glove of Abrams into center field. That's going to allow a run to score. The runner was crossing in front of Abrams as the ball was getting toward him. And so I wonder if Tolman screened it. And if that's the case and Abrams lost sight of the baseball, he was not able to recover in time. They'll charge him with an error, E6. And Tolman just kept wheeling around third base. He scores. No RBI for Reyes on the play, but it puts the Clippers on the board 1-0.
Well, the scouting report on C.J. Abrams is that he's one of the best fielding shortstops in minor league baseball. Kind of interesting, his numbers in essentially the same amount of playing time at AAA in the big leagues this season, much better fielder with San Diego this year. Just a couple of errors where he struggled more at shortstop at the AAA level. So I don't know if it's something mental for him, but he's usually a slick fielder.
First pitch to David Fry is in for a called strike. Runners on the corners. The Clippers up 1-0. And for Rochester, the trend continues. Everything that can go wrong has gone wrong. Next pitch, breaker, strike on the inside corner. Quickly 0-2.
Yeah, for Abrams, 9 errors in 39 games, or excuse me, 7 errors in 26 games playing shortstop at AAA, just 2 errors in the big league. So a little bit different there.
0-2. Fry swings and fouls it away. Count stays the same. Rodriguez struck out the first batter. Bo Naylor hit Arias. Walk Brennan. And Reyes reaches on an E6. Reyes with a healthy lead at first base. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on a breaking ball. Second strikeout for Rodriguez in this inning. For the record, Franmil Reyes 0-for-2 in stolen base attempts in a Clippers uniform this year. Here's Ernie Clement, hitless yesterday in his first game in a Clippers uniform, just option down from the major leagues. When Tyler Freeman went up, Clement came down. Playing against what is his hometown team. Ernie Clement is a Rochester native. And takes a breaking ball out of the zone for a 1-0 count.
Right.
Fastball up and in, spins him away from the plate and draws the ire of this crowd. 2-0.
The difference in size between Nagowski, the first baseman, and Franmil Reyes right now over at first base has really piqued my interest. They weigh about the same.
On paper.
But Nagowski is about half a foot shorter than Reyes.
Yeah.
It's not quite the Aaron Judge, Jose Altuve picture we've come to love, but it's also not far off. It's pretty good fun.
The same can be said for this pitcher-hitter matchup. The 6'6 Rodriguez delivers a fastball strike at the knees to the 6-foot-tall Ernie Clement. 3 balls, 1 strike. 2 down and runners on the corners. Here's the pitch. Lifted in the air to right field. Playable for David Dahl, and he will squeeze it for out number 3. 2 strikeouts, 1 flyout in between. 3 unearned base runners and 1 unearned run for the Columbus Clippers. 1-0 after an inning here at Huntington Park.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, their summer clearance event starts now. Bring in your trade, and Auto Palace will guarantee you $1,500 trade-in value. If it doesn't run, Auto Palace will pick it up for you. Don't have a trade? Then take advantage of their incredible sign-and-drive special. With some vehicles marked down up to 40%, get approved on a newer, lower-mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a free 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
Defensive changes for the Clippers here in the top half of inning number 2. Mitch Tolman stays in the game, but he's going to play second base, and Ernie Clement will move to shortstop. So that'll be your double play combo with Gabriel Arias out of the game. Oscar Mercado to lead, or excuse me, it's David Dahl to lead things off here in the top of the inning. 1-0 Clippers. Dahl has hit well against Columbus this season, first as a member of the Nashville Sounds, and now with Rochester, takes a breaking ball, called strike from Savalli, and it is 0-1. Wind has picked up a little bit, blowing slightly in and across the field from right to left. Dahl swings and fouls it away down the left field line, quickly 0-2.
With the Clippers scoring their run on an error by the shortstop C.J. Abrams, and now Ernie Clement shifting over to play shortstop for the Clippers. I'm looking at that area on the field. There's a nasty shadow right at shortstop where Abrams fielded that baseball, or tried to field that baseball, I really should say. You got to wonder if that plays a factor here.
Swing and a miss will do away with David Dahl. Well, at the time, he was in the sunshine, and the ball was coming out of the shadows into the sun. And again, Tolman...
right there.
You know, as we talked about across the street all the time, screening the goalie, trying to do everything he can to make sure he sees the puck at the very last second, if at all. Well, in that particular case, I think Tolman's presence broke the sight line. We'll see Ernie Clement here at shortstop on the very first inning of his opportunity. A ground ball his way, and he standing in sunlight. You kind of see a late adjustment for Ernie on the high bounder, but he stays with it and throws the batter runner Nagowski out, 6-3, so quickly 2 away here.
Yeah, I was really interested to see what was going to happen because Clement with David Dahl at the plate to start things off. They were shifting the left-handed hitter to pull, so he was completely in shadow out at shortstop. Then they were shifting the right-handed hitter to pull right there, and he was completely in the sun. So a couple of things you got to deal with, and probably only for this inning, because with the sun continuing to set, I'd imagine that shadow is probably going to be into the outfield by the time the Clippers hit the field in the next frame.
Two down, bases empty for Nick Banks. First pitch of ball, the next coming. It's outside as well. Savali again, hoping to get four strong innings out of him today. And after that, I mean, listen, if you get four innings in, and the next time out you're going to go five, maybe six innings, you might as well do that at the major league level if you're healthy and effective. It's called strike 2-1. So we'll see what the Guardians decide today. It's a ground ball to first base. Trenton Brooks has it. He'll take it to the bag for out number three. The Guardians have called up Hunter Gaddis to make his major league debut. So we'll see what the future holds for the Guardians pitching staff. What we know right now is we're going to the bottom of the second inning with the Clippers on top of the Red Wings, 1-0.
The future of recycling is now, and Rumpke Waste and Recycling, the recycling leader, is investing more than $50 million to build North America's largest recycling center, right here in Central Ohio. The one-of-a-kind facility will feature interactive displays, educational opportunities, and the most advanced technology. Rumpke is committed to recycling efforts, and for 90 years, Rumpke has worked to make sure items you place in the bin get used again. Visit Rumpke.com to learn how you can team with Rumpke to put less trash in landfills and more of it to good use.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling about the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Oscar Mercado to lay things off for the Columbus Clippers. We go to the bottom half of the second inning. 1-0 Columbus, an unearned run for the Clippers in the first. Jeffrey Rodriguez misses low and away for ball one. Mercado in center field today, batting .239 on the year. Couple of homers, no doubles, but three triples. I wonder what the record is for number of triples hit before the first double. Takes outside a fastball at 92 to make it 2-0.
Well, three's pretty impressive.
It's not bad. It's got to be close, right? Next pitch, called strike, a fastball, and Mercado appeared to be content to take until he saw a strike there. Rodriguez is even 13 balls, 13 strikes so far. Time is called. And I'm not sure what the home plate umpire was out there indicating just there. Next pitch, slider outside to make it 3-1. He didn't issue a pitch clock violation to anybody, just kind of stepped out from behind home plate and said something to the pitcher Rodriguez. Now the 3-1. It is high and tight for ball four. Rodriguez has had a couple of good-looking breaking balls today, but outside of that, his command has not been very fine.
Well, that's something that we talked about at the top of this broadcast, talking about Aaron Civale, that the command has been there for these pitchers throughout this series, and the Clippers will take it. You know, they've been swinging the bats pretty well in this series, but if you're going to be issued free passes, we saw it last inning. Rodriguez got himself into some trouble hitting Arias, then he walks Will Brennan on four pitches, and then his defense can't bail him out.
Trenton Brooks swings to the first pitch and pops it up to first base into foul territory. John Nogowski, well, they're going to be They're going to call interference on Mercado here.
Yeah, that was just extremely lazy by Mercado.
Well, Mercado was kind of navigating around Nogalski, and then as Nogalski came in into foul territory, he almost ran into Brooks as well. Now, Andy Tracy is out looking for an explanation from the home plate umpire. The first base umpire pointed Trenton Brooks. And, yeah, we've got it. Mercado had his head down and just kind of ran into the first baseman. And immediately, the first base umpire, Emil Jimenez, called interference there. And then Brooks nearly ran into him. So, apparently, Mercado is out, and Brooks is still the batter. Now, this is, I guess it's because it's a foul ball. The application of the rule here is that you've got runner interference, so the runner is out, but the at-bat with Brooks continues. 0-1 count. If that's a fair ball, I assume we've got runner interference, and then the batter would have been out. The next pitch from Rodriguez is low, 1-1. And Brooks now swings and fouls it away. So the closest defender obviously would be Nogalski, so call it a 3 unassisted put out of Mercado at first for, well, I've got to remember now, is that obstruction? 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Brooks chased a high fastball and he's put away. That's the third strikeout for Rodriguez and ending in 2/3. Well, one of the only good thing to come out of that is, as we were watching it play out, looked down in the dugout and I saw Gabriel Arias down there standing, leaning on the railing. And so, that's obviously a good sign. First pitch here to Jose Fermin is a called strike, 0-1. Next pitch, slider high, 1-1.
Interference, by the way, on Oscar Mercado. Obstruction, only a defensive call.
Here comes the 1-1 pitch, and it's fouled away.
It was a weird play. I don't really know why Oscar Mercado just went back with his head down like that, where you could, when you could see where the baseball was going off the bat. He knew it was going to be near you, right? Maybe he didn't. I don't know.
Odd deal. Next pitch. That's high. Count evens at 2-2. Next offering. Pop foul back to the roof. It'll be out of play. Next pitch from Rodriguez, banged up the middle, that's a base knock. That's the first hit for the Clippers. With everything that's gone on today and all the base runners, that is the first Columbus hit.
Nobody the catcher, number 12, Bo Naylor.
It's Bo Naylor.
4 base runners before a hit for the Clippers.
It's been a weird game already.
Yeah, it has. And it's 1-0, by the way. They had a run on the board without a hit.
We're not even through the... I mean, theoretically, the Clippers could have lost a no-hitter tonight.
Right.
That won't happen.
No, what could have been.
Breaking ball to Bo Naylor to go back to the top of the order. And at first, 2 down. next offering, and Naylor swings and pops it foul out of play. Naylor, a strikeout victim in the first inning, batting .288 on the season. Half a dozen homers, 23 runs batted in. He's been very good for Columbus since his promotion from Double-A. Offensively, defensively, he's done a very nice job behind the plate. Rodriguez trying to get himself through this second inning of work. His pitch is up and in, and it's his 41st pitch. Not efficient so far. Runner goes. Here's the offering. It is low. The throw to second base is not good, and Vermeen has it stolen.
That was just another extremely strange play. Vermeen had a terrific jump at first base. Then the catcher, Riley Adams, seemed to have a difficult time getting the ball out of his glove. The throw to second base was nowhere near good enough to get the runner. It's not a pretty one there for the Red Wings.
So now a man in scoring position, and the count is 2-2 against Naylor. Open stance in the left-handed batter's box. He waits. Rodriguez has his sign, goes to work, and misses high. Full count. Yeah, I would not say that this ball game exactly belongs in the Louvre right now.
A lot of time left, though.
Well, sure, yes. The night is still young.
Or maybe it's so obscure it does belong in the Louvre.
That could be. Payoff, swung on, fouled away. We have had, in addition to relatively low-scoring ball games, as you might expect then, they have been relatively quickly played. But we are not on a quick pace tonight. One might say we're due. Still 3-2. Rodriguez peeks to second base. Peeks again. Now turns and fires, and he walked it. Breaking ball outside. Third walk issued by Rodriguez. We'll see how long it is before the Red Wings start the bullpen. Mitch Tolman batting now. Left-handed batter. Tolman had a great start to the season, but July was not kind to him. First pitch high and away for ball one. Still has a .357 on-base percentage and slugging .419. Very respectable numbers, hitting .249 on the year. 8 homers, 37 batted in. He takes a fastball down Main Street for a called strike. With the batting average definitely dipped through the month of July. The 1-1. Another fastball over the plate on the outer half for a called strike. 93 on the radar gun, as hot as we have seen from Rodriguez. We'll call that our Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. 1-0 Clippers looking for more, but 2 outs here in the bottom of the second. The pitch. And it's a breaking ball down and in. Check swing appeal denied, so it's 2-2.
Rodriguez about to throw his 50th pitch of this ballgame already, and he's not even through 2 full innings. He's got to hope he gets a couple of quick frames after this one if he wants to stick around in this ballgame, because it's not looking like Mr. Rodriguez is going to be here long.
Now, if he doesn't get Tolman, the bullpen's going to start up. 2-2. And Tolman swings and... I thought he fouled it off his foot, but it was a fair ball hit out to the mound to Rodriguez. Rodriguez will throw to first, and that will get him through the second inning without allowing any damage. There were three base runners. The Clippers left two of them, and one man put out for interference. So we played two here in Huntington Park. It's still 1-0 Columbus.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Why should you listen to the Ben Maller Show?
It's different than the other shows. Give us a listen.
You're not really selling this, Ben. I'm going to need more.
Big. Big, 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 big.
Can anyone on the show tell us why you listen to the Ben Maller Show? Anyone? Anyone?
What kind of acid was someone on when they picked this up?
It's not acid, but we can say it's legal in some states.
What's up with that?
Listen to the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling about the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Two strange innings in the books here at Huntington Park. The Clippers have the better end of a 1-0 score, an unearned run in the first inning. And as we go to the third, as I try and mentally digest everything that's gone on, we send the play-by-play to Dylan Tyre.
Thank you very much, Ryan. I spent the last half inning doing the very same myself, but I'm ready to go. Aaron Civale back out there for his third inning of work, the starter for the Clippers on Major League Rehab from the Cleveland Guardians. Was very efficient, very clean in the second inning, struck out a guy, and then induced two ground outs. So a 1-2-3 inning, he's set to face off against Jake Alou, the eight hitter here for Rochester. Out of the windup, the first pitch is cut on and fouled straight back, so nothing in one. 86 miles per hour out of the right hand of Aaron Civale. Jake Alou, left-handed hitting third baseman, 3-for-13 so far this series, 204 hitter on the season, so struggling right now. As the 0-1 pitch is in, a breaking ball, and that one a ball inside. So 1-1 count here to Jake Alou in his 16th game this season with Rochester. On deck, the nine-hitter Cole Freeman, and after that, the new top prospect in the Nationals organization, C.J. Abrams, the leadoff man. 1-1 pitch finds the top of the zone, so a ball and two strikes now to Jake Alou. Clippers defense behind Civale, playing Alou to pull. The shortstop, Ernie Clement, right up the middle now. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Out of the windup, it's another breaking ball that misses down, so we're even two balls and two strikes. Remember, the Clippers lead this ball game 1-0. They scored on an error by the shortstop, C.J. Abrams. Clippers had a run on the board before their first hit of this game. First hit of the game came back in their half of the second inning not long ago. Jose Fermin singled into center field. Clippers had four base runners before that and a run in before they had their first single. 2-2 pitch misses outside from Civale, so now full count. Three balls and two strikes to start off the third inning here. Jake Alou is the hitter. Alou stepped in, now he steps out. Looks like he maybe had something in his eye. Rubs the eye and he steps back in from the left side. Civale from the windup. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Cut on and fouled back. Jake Alou just getting a piece right there and enough to stay alive. So we remain full. Three balls and two strikes. Beautiful evening for baseball. It's really shaped up into a nice night here in Columbus. A lot of rain earlier today, but the sun is shining. No more shadows on the infield either. No sun on the infield is... It's completely dark now, where an inning ago, Ryan and I were talking about it. There was some light at shortstop, but now completely dark. The only light left on the field is in deep center and then into left, as Alou fouled off another 3-2 pitch, so still a full count here to start off the third. Savali, a long look at Bo Naylor, the catcher, has the sign. Another 3-2 pitch on the way. It misses downstairs at 91. So a leadoff walk issued to Jake Alou. That's the second walk issued by Aaron Savali in this ballgame. And that'll bring up the nine-hitter, Cole Freeman. Freeman, a right-handed hitter, adding 243 entering play this evening. 3-for-7 with a walk so far this series. He's the designated hitter today. Short lead over at first for Alou. And the first pitch. Freeman shows bunt but pops it foul to the first base side. Bo Naylor, the catcher, popped out of his crouch, started to give it a run, but saw that he wasn't going to make it to the baseball in time to make the catch, so let it fall harmlessly to the turf. So nothing in one is the count. Aaron Savali working from the stretch. He throws from the first base side of the rubber with Jake Alou over at first base. He's stolen three bags on three tries this season. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, chopped to third base. Vermeen Fields bobbles it, throws to second in time to get Alou. On the transfer, Tolman dropped the baseball, so Alou stayed on the bag just in case they'd called him safe, but they say it was on the transfer, not on the reception of the baseball. So Vermeen at third base bobbled the ball for a moment, up in time to fire to second, and then as Tolman wanted the double play, he dropped the baseball in his attempt to throw to first. So 5-4, fielder's choice there for Cole Freeman. He's over at first base. Freeman, meanwhile, can run. He swiped 14 bags on 17 tries this year. C.J. Abrams steps up. There goes the runner from first base. The pitch is in. Throw to second. Bounces into center field. So around second base and now into third goes Freeman. So he swipes second, and then he's into third as Naylor's throw bounded away from second base and into center field. So the best opportunity for Rochester to score so far in this ballgame is, yeah, Clement couldn't quite pick it, and the ball gets into shallow center field. So now it's Freeman up to third, and the Clippers infield will play in on the cut of the grass. First pitch, by the way, was called a ball to Abrams, left-handed hitter. 1-0 pitch on the way. He takes for a strike, 1-1. Abrams struck out swinging in his first at-bat as a Rochester Red Wing. Of course, coming over from the San Diego Padres and the Juan Soto blockbuster just a couple of days ago. So he instantly becomes the top prospect in the Nationals organization. As the 1-1 pitch is in, it's a breaking ball that misses high and away, 2-1. So all Abrams has to do right here to score the Rochester run is lift something into essentially the medium outfield. The infield is playing in, so he could dink something into the outfield as well. 2-1 pitch from Savali is in. It's a breaking ball chop back up the middle. Clement's going to have to step back to field this baseball, so the run scores, but he gets Abrams over at first base. So a 1-1 tie as C.J. Abrams knocks in Cole Freeman from third. So now nobody on and two out, and it's a 1-1 ball game here in the top of the third inning. So 6-3 there in your scorebook scores the run from third base. As now Andrew Stevenson steps in from the left side. First pitch from Savali misses high and outside. It's 1-0. So when the infield's in like that, usually something up the middle gets it done, and that's exactly what it did there. Clement was able to field the baseball because it was softly hit, but he had to move to his left and deeper towards second base. So there was no play at the plate for him as the 1-0 pitch misses outside. It's now 2-0 to Andrew Stevenson. Stevenson singled and stole second base his first time up. Was left stranded, though, as the 2-0 pitch is in. He takes a big swing and fouls it straight back, so it's 2-1. Got a pitch to hit right there, an elevated fastball at 90 miles per hour. But he fouls it off, so it's 2-1. Savali working from the windup, remember, with nobody on base here as the 2-1 pitches in. This one chopped weakly towards second base. Tolman fields easily, fires to first base, and that does it for Rochester here in their half of the third. It's a 1-1 ball game, though, in Columbus.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi.
Oh,
wow. Pause that.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
Giant Eagle is your go-to for summer's freshest flavors. With daily deliveries of sweet corn on the cob, perfectly ripe melons, and just-picked berries. And don't forget hand-cut steaks and sustainable seafood for the grill. Get summer's freshest at Giant Eagle. Giant Eagle is your go-to for summer's freshest flavors. With daily deliveries of sweet corn on the cob, perfectly ripe melons, and just-picked berries. And don't forget hand-cut steaks and sustainable seafood for the grill. Get summer's freshest at Giant Eagle.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920 WMNI Columbus.
Again, the bottom of the third inning at Huntington Park. Jeffrey Rodriguez back out on the bump for Rochester. It's his third inning of work. The Clippers have had him on the ropes in the first couple of innings, but he escaped what could have been some serious damage in the second. Got Mitch Tolman to ground right back to him to end the inning and strand a couple. As Will Brennan, the three-hitter, will start things off for the Clippers here in the third inning. He takes a first-pitch fastball down and inside, so it's 1-0. Brennan, left-handed hitting left fielder, walked his first time at the plate. As the 1-0 pitch is on the way, again, it misses down and inside, so it's 2-0. Well, it's the third inning, so it's time to take a look at the International League scoreboard presented by Huntington Bank. Smart saving tools, earlier access to your pay, and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington. Her banking is being reinvented. 2-0 pitch, fisted through the 5-6 hole and into shallow left field. So a leadoff single here for Will Brennan, and the Clippers find themselves in business. One on, nobody out. Franmil Reyes coming to the plate. We'll take a look right now at the International League scoreboard. The Charlotte Knights have scored 5 seventh-inning runs to take a 5-4 lead on Gwinnett. Bottom of the seventh inning at Truist Field. First of two there. They'll play a doubleheader makeup of a game on August 4th, so yesterday they couldn't get one in. Top five in Scranton, 4-0. The Rail Riders lead the Buffalo Bison. As Franmil Reyes steps in from the right side, Rodriguez throws to first base, not in time to get a diving Will Brennan. Bottom of the fifth inning in Worcester. The Sox on top of the Durham Bulls, 4-1 in that one. Bottom of the third inning at Harbor Park in Norfolk, the Tides lead Nashville 1-0. As Rodriguez fires the first offering to Reyes, who takes for strike one on the inner half. Top four at Coca-Cola Park. Lehigh Valley trailing visiting Syracuse 4-0 in that one. Then in Jacksonville, the Jumbo Shrimp and the Memphis Redbirds tied up at 1-1, middle of the fourth inning there. Rodriguez, a long pause. There goes the runner from first base as the 0-1 pitch finds the zone. Throw to second, not in time. So Will Brennan swipes his 12th bag of the season. We've already seen four stolen bases in this game. Two for the Clippers, two for Rochester. As that throw skipped into second, Brennan just able to beat the tag. And remember, it's a nothing and two count here to Franmil Reyes. Bottom of the third inning at Victory Field in Indy. 2-1. The Indians lead the Louisville Bats. A couple of games yet to begin. Omaha and St. Paul and Iowa and Toledo. Runner out at second base for Reyes. 0-2 offering on the way. It bounces in, blocked by the catcher Riley Adams. So Brennan remains out there at second base, and the count moves to a ball and two strikes here to Reyes. Franmil Reyes reached on an error by the shortstop C.J. Abrams back in the first inning. That scored the Clippers' lone run. He's got a runner in scoring position right now and a chance to give the Clippers a lead. Here's the 1-2 pitch on the way, spanked out to right field, drifting towards the line, over for it, David Dahl, and it's going to bound off the wall. Here comes the runner around third base as Reyes jolts towards second, throw does not get him, and the run scores. Franmil Reyes was nearly nabbed at second base at the exact moment that Will Brennan hit the plate. But an RBI double for Franmil Reyes, and the Clippers have themselves a 2-1 lead. Well, a big stolen base there for Will Brennan as he got into scoring position for Reyes, who powered the baseball out to right field. It looked like Dahl might have a play on it, but it hit up the middle of the high wall and right. Then Reyes nearly was had at second base as Brennan scored. They happened almost simultaneously. Meanwhile, we're going to have a pitching change here at Huntington Park. That does it for Jeffrey Rodriguez as the Clippers did some damage. They lead this one 2-1.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
And now, the Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove Peanuts to Clancy's Pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us. Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
Out there at second base with nobody out in the bottom of the third inning. Clippers on top 2-1. Perez working from the stretch, third base side of the rubber. First pitch misses inside. It was a breaking ball at 81 to David Fry. Fry struck out swinging back in the first inning. One of three strikeout victims of Jeffrey Rodriguez. Looking to add to the Clippers' lead here as the 1-0 pitch is in from Perez, swung on and missed for strike one. Francisco Perez, 6'2", 217 pounds, hails from the Dominican Republic. This is 28th appearance out of the bullpen for Rochester this season. He's got a 3.10 ERA and 29 innings of work. 43 strikeouts compared to 12 walks, so good numbers out of the bullpen. He comes set, ready with the 1-1, takes a quick look at second base, and here's the pitch. It's popped right behind the plate. Riley Adams looking for it, drifting towards the bleachers, but he's able to make the grab before he gets to the protective netting, and there's out number one. So David Fry pops up to the catcher in foul territory. Franmil Reyes remains out there at second base, and Ernie Clement, the six hitter, comes to the dish. Ernie Clement flew out to right center field his first time at the plate, made some good contact. And he'll have an opportunity to add to the Clippers' lead here. Franmil Reyes remaining out there at second base after his RBI double. Ernie Clement, a right-handed hitter, has some room to operate on the right side of the infield. First pitch to him. It's a strike on the outer half at 87 miles per hour, so nothing in one. The second baseman, Jake Knoll, is holding Franmil Reyes, so he's tight to the bag. The first baseman, John Nagowski, way off the base at first. So he's essentially the only guy protecting the right side right now, for the most part, as the 0-1 pitch again finds the outer half at 76 this time. It's nothing in two. So quickly, Ernie Clement finds himself behind in the count, looking to make some contact right here, and at the very worst, advanced Franmil Reyes to third. Here's the 0-2 offering from Perez. It's popped into shallow right field. David Dahl is not going to get there in time. Franmil Reyes held briefly at second base, but upon seeing the baseball hit the grass, bolted for third and makes it in time. Wasn't a good throw from Dahl to third base. So a little single right there from Ernie Clement. Good piece of two-strike hitting. And now the Clippers have runners on the corners here with one out in the third. Had Reyes got a good read right there, he might have been able to score. But he wasn't sure that Dahl was going to make it to that baseball and make the grab, so he played it cautiously and was able to advance 90 feet. So Clement over at first, Reyes at third, as Oscar Mercado comes to the plate and takes a first pitch down and away for ball one. Mercado walked back in the second inning and now has an opportunity to add the Clippers' 2-1 lead. 1-0 pitch in from Perez. This is down and in, so it's 2-0. Good piece of work behind the plate from Riley Adams there to stay in front of that baseball and corral that baseball, because there was a lot of action on that pitch and it could have gotten away from him, potentially scoring Reyes from third. But Mercado now finds himself way ahead. It's a hitter's count. 2-0. Mercado, right-handed bat, has struggled in this series, 1-for-11, but does have a home run. That's his only hit. Here's the 2-0 pitch from Perez. That one misses below the knees, so three balls and no strikes here to Mercado. Waiting on deck is Trenton Brooks. He struck out back in the second. On the way from Perez, hammered into left field. That's going to score Reyes as it gets down in front of Nick Banks. Ernie Clement's going to hold at second base. So an RBI single for Oscar Mercado, and the Clippers lead this one 3-1. Well, Oscar Mercado knew he was going to get a pitch to hit right there, and that's exactly what he did. He hit it. Line drive to left field. No chance for Nick Banks to get to that baseball. So Reyes scores easily, and now there are runners at first and second for the left-handed hitting Trenton Brooks. One out still in the bottom of the third as Brooks started to go around but held up. It's a called strike anyway on an off-speed pitch from Francisco Perez, so it's nothing and one. Brooks struck out swinging back in the second. He's now 0-for-7 in the series. Looking for his first hit. It could be a big one. Good speed on the base pass right now between Clement and Mercado as Brooks tried to hold up, but he went around for strike two. A good breaking ball right there out of the left hand of Francisco Perez. As it'll now be Brooks' turn to protect. Here's the nothing and two. Hammered out to right field. Watch it go. Three-run home run, nearly on to Nationwide from Trenton Brooks. A booming blast there from the first baseman Trenton Brooks. It's his sixth home run of the season. And the Clippers have opened up this ball game. It's now 6-1. Well, that's a mistake pitch right there from Francisco Perez. He was way ahead. It was nothing and two to Trenton Brooks. And he gave him something to hammer belt high. And Trenton Brooks pummeled that baseball. So 6-1, the Clippers lead as the nine-hitter Jose Fermin comes to the plate. Well, Jeffrey Rodriguez was on the ropes in this game. The Clippers got to him and got him out of this game to start the third, but the guy that's taken over for him, and Francisco Perez, has not fared well either. As Jose Fermin swings at a 1-0 offering and fouls it down the right field line. So a ball and a strike here to the Clippers' third baseman, who's 1-for-1. He singled. It was their first hit of the ball game back in the second, and he stole second base. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Perez. It's a fastball that misses upstairs at 92, so Ramin finds himself ahead in the count, 2-1. I cannot express to you how hard Trenton Brooks hit that 3-run home run. That was a no-doubter over the right field wall. 2-1 offering, misses downstairs, so 3-1 here to Jose Fermin. And when I say it was well over the right field wall, that wall is about 20 feet high, and then there's 25 feet or so of seating area on top of that. It went over all of that, off the roof in right field. As the 3-1 pitch misses, so Jose Fermin takes a walk to first base. So Francisco Perez is struggling right now. He's thrown 18 pitches in relief of Jeffrey Rodriguez. And 5 runs have come across here in the third inning. Not all of them Perez's responsibility, as remember, Will Brennan and Franmil Reyes each reached against Jeffrey Rodriguez. But ever since, Ernie Clement singled, Oscar Mercado singled, and Trenton Brooks hit the 3-run homer right before Jose Fermin's walk. That's all happened against Francisco Perez, who's going to remain in this ballgame to face off against the Clippers' leadoff man, Bo Naylor. Lefty-lefty matchup as Naylor steps in with a runner on first base and one out. First pitch is a breaking ball that misses outside. So 1-0 as Perez is struggling to find the strike zone now. Naylor, 0-for-1 in this ballgame, struck out to lead things off in the first, walked back in the second. Pickoff move over to first base, just to let Fermin know that Perez is watching him. Wasn't a real attempt to pick him off. So Fermin back with plenty of time to spare. And Perez back ready to pitch to Bo Naylor. Here's the 1-0. Swung on and missed. Big hack right there from Bo Naylor. And you can afford to do that at this point in the ballgame. Clippers way up 6-1. Perez struggling. So no harm, no foul there. Count even at a ball and a strike. Here's the 1-1 pitch. It's a fastball that finds the high and inside corner, I suppose. Naylor does not like the call. Thought that easily could have been ball two. Instead, it's strike two, and it makes it a 1-2 count. Naylor backs off, lets our home plate umpire Alex McKay know he did not like that call, but he steps back in, and he'll look to fight. 1-2 offering on the way from Perez, swung on and missed for strike three. So Naylor down on strikes for the second time in this ballgame. It's the first strikeout for Francisco Perez. And now Mitch Tolman will come to the plate. So second out of the inning for the Clippers. Jose Fermin remaining over at first base. 5 runs already across in the Columbus half of the third. They lead this ballgame 6-1. Tolman, left-handed hitter, grounded back to the pitcher Jeffrey Rodriguez in his first look. And he takes a first pitch strike at 93 from Perez, so it's 0-1. Lefty-lefty matchup between these two. Remember, Tolman took over for Gabriel Arias, who is hit in the head by a fastball back in the first inning. As there goes the runner from first base in time, as the pitch nearly got Mitch Tolman. It was a breaking ball that he had to turn away from. I thought it got him. But Fermin ran from first base and beat the throw by plenty at second from the catcher Riley Adams. That's the second stolen bag of this ballgame for Jose Fermin. Already the third for the Clippers. So Adams having a tough one behind the dish as the Clippers are running on him willy-nilly so far. Fermin up to scoring position now for Tolman, who's even in the count 1-1. Here's the pitch, and excuse me, swing. He started to go around, looked like he maybe wanted to hold up, but Tolman did not swing with authority there whatsoever at strike two. So Perez looking to get the Red Wings back in the dugout. It's been a nightmare inning for Rochester, who, by the way, has lost 14 straight. As the 1-2 pitch is in, and And the pitch misses down and inside. So we are even. Two balls, two strikes with two outs in the bottom of the third inning. Jose Fermin out there at second base. He's in scoring position, surveying the outfield right now. As Perez awaits the sign from his catcher Adams, now he has it. 2-2 offering on the way to Tolman. He takes upstairs. We go full. Three balls and two strikes. Perez wanted the strike three call, it looked like. I thought that pitch was certainly high, but not sure if he thought that should have been a strike. Maybe he's disgusted with himself. No matter the case, it's a full count, 3-2. Here's the payoff pitch from Perez. Oh, he froze Tolman. It's a breaking ball caught on the outside corner for strike three, but the Clippers do damage. Five across here in the bottom of the third inning. Columbus leads Rochester 6-1.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
And now, the Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
If Steph Curry is a top 10 all-time player, who are you taking down?
Are we including Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain in this conversation? Do we start with the advent of the three-point shot? Like, where is there a line of demarcation with that line of demarcation being a three-point shot? Do we start with the modern NBA? Or do we include Wilt? Wilt is Babe Ruth. Like, those numbers will never be touched. Freakish. Bill Russell winning 11 titles will never be touched.
You love lists.
I hate lists.
Generational.
Yeah.
But it's going to be hard if somebody says Magic, Bird, you know, the list goes on, Kobe, Duncan.
Yeah, but this is where, you know, you tend to diminish somebody's resume. Because you have to put somebody in above them.
And we're just the guys to do it.
Well.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes. And you.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking. Isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Fourth inning at Huntington Park. Clippers lead Rochester 6-1 after exploding for five runs in the bottom of the third inning. Highlighted by a Trenton Brooks three-run blast nearly onto Nationwide Boulevard in right field. Aaron Civale, the starter for the Clippers, back out for his fourth inning of work. Remember, he's here on Major League Rehab from Cleveland. So far, so good. One run, it was not earned in three innings of work. One hit, two walks, two strikeouts. He's thrown 38 pitches through three full innings, and he's set to face off against the meat of this Rochester order. 3-4-5, Jake Knoll will start things off. First pitch from Civale, a fastball that finds the outside corner at 90 for strike one. Jake Knoll, the hitter here, right-handed hitting second baseman, walked back in the first inning. He's 5-for-14 in the series. From the windup, Savali's 0-1 pitch, chopped to short, fielded by early Ernie Clement. Takes a leap towards first base and fires in time to get Knoll, who's hustling down the line. But there it is, 6-3, out number one. That's the seventh ground ball out thrown by Aaron Civale so far in this ballgame as Riley Adams, the catcher, comes to the plate. Another right-handed hitter takes a first pitch strike. Again, 90 miles per hour on the outer half. So nothing in one here to Riley Adams, who grounded into a 5-3 double play ball that finished off the first inning. That was the first ground ball out of the game for Civale, and since then he's issued a lot, as now this one has popped into foul territory behind the plate, but it's going to get into the crowd. So nothing in two is the count now between Aaron Civale and the hitter Riley Adams.
Come out.
So Adams will look to protect now, way down. Civale working from the windup, throwing from the first base side of the rubber. Has the sign from Naylor. 0-2 pitch on the way. It's a fastball hit sharply toward short. Clement field spins over to first base. And picking it out of the dirt is Trenton Brooks.
in time to get Riley Adams for out number two. Another 6-3 ground out in your scorebooks. Aaron Civale rolling him up right now. But how about the defense by Ernie Clement to back him up? That was not an easy play as Adams spanked it out towards short. Moving to his glove hand side, Clement into shallow left center field. He was on the grass, spun as he received the baseball. Looked like he may have bobbled it for a moment, but was able to get it over in first base in time. As the first pitch here to David Dahl is roped into the right field corner. He's around first base, and he'll get to second standing up as Franmil Reyes tosses in from right field. So a two-out double there for David Dahl. That's just the second hit of the ball game for Rochester. Their first in three innings. As John Nagowski will now come to the plate with two out and David Dahl in scoring position at second base. So two quick outs for Aaron Civale, but David Dahl interrupts the party. And John Nagowski, right-handed hitting first baseman, will come up. He grounded out to shortstop back in the second. With a man on, Civale now works from the stretch. Comes set right at the belt. One look at second base, and the first pitch to Nagowski is chopped to Jose Fermin at third base, but he'll field it in foul territory for strike one. Nagowski just joined Rochester, up from AA Harrisburg. 4-for-8 so far as a member of the Red Wings. So he's had a really nice series, 500 coming into the ballgame today. But as I mentioned, 0-for-1 so far in this one. Clippers have two men up in their bullpen down the right field line. So likely it for Civale here. Again on Major League Rehab from Cleveland as the 0-1 pitch is hammered down the left field line but foul. That was foul from the start, so didn't have to worry about it, but good contact from Nagowski nonetheless. But a whole lot Civale can do with him now. He's ahead in the count, nothing and two. Got a right-hander and a left-hander warming up in the Clippers bullpen. Is Civale is just about set with the nothing and two pitch as he has the sign from Naylor. High leg kick, and here's the 0-2. It's a breaking ball that misses downstairs, so a ball and two strikes here to John Nagowski. Looked like Anthony Castro is the right-hander warming up for the Clippers. Couldn't get a number on the left-hander. Here's Savali's 1-2. Another breaking ball, and it misses downstairs. Blocked by the catcher, Naylor, so remaining at second base is David Dahl. So Nagowski now even. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the fourth inning, Clippers currently leading Rochester 6-1. Five-run third inning for Columbus. They'll look to add to it as they come to the plate in the fourth. But before that, Civale looking to escape his half of the fourth inning clean. Here's the 2-2 offering to Nagowski. Started to go around but held up as the pitch missed well outside. Off speed there from Civale at 84 miles per hour. And now it's a full count. Three balls and two strikes. Waiting on deck, Nick Banks, the left fielder. There's also action in the Rochester pen. They've got a right-hander up. Here's the payoff pitch from Civale. It's a fastball hit hard down the third baseline and just fair out of the reach of a diving Jose Fermin. David Dahl is going to come in to score from second base. Nagowski into second with a two-out stand-up double, and now it's a 6-2 ball game. So a little two-out rally being put together right now by the Rochester Red Wings. As remember, Aaron Civale rolled up two quick ground outs, both of which to shortstop to start off the fourth inning. Then David Dahl doubled into the right field corner. Now John Nagowski does the exact same thing into the left field corner. So Nick Banks comes to the plate with Nagowski at second base and two out here in the top of the fourth inning. First pitch from Civale is off speed and it misses away. So 1-0 to the left-handed hitting left fielder Nick Banks, who's 0-for-1. Grounded out to first base in the second inning. He's now 0-for-8 in the series. Here's the 1-0 pitch, chopped off the body and foul. Ball went back out towards the pitcher, Aaron Savali, who fielded, but it was a foul ball because it went off the batter himself. So a 1-1 count now, as John Nagowski remains out there at second base after his two-out RBI double. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Aaron Savali. It's a breaking ball that misses I don't know where. I thought that almost certainly should have been strike two. It was a big looping breaking ball there from Aaron Savali. And it looked like it had a lot of the strike zone. But Alex McKay, our home plate umpire, says no, it did not. So now a 2-1 count. And here's the offering from Savali. Starting to go around was Banks. McKay says yes, he did. And that's strike two. Banks not happy. He thinks they should have checked out with the field umpire there.
Wait.
Cody Clark. But McKay said, nope, it's my call. You went around. So now a 2-2 count with two outs. Savali, a long look at the plate. Comes set. No look at second. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Another breaking ball. This time Banks could not hold up. Started to go around. And that's strike number three. Third strikeout of the ballgame for Savali. Red Wings get one. It's 6-2 as we head to the bottom of the fourth.
Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas reminds you to call 811 at least 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
Bottom of the fourth inning here at Huntington Park, where the Columbus Clippers lead the visiting Rochester Red Wings 6-2. New man on the bump here in the fourth inning for Rochester. It's Connor Sadzik. Right-hander takes over for Francisco Perez, who gave up three runs, all of them earned on three hits. But he came in relief of Jeffrey Rodriguez in the third inning. The Clippers did some serious damage, putting across five runs there in the third inning to take, at that point, a 6-1 lead. Rochester gets one back with an RBI double from John Nagowski in the top of the fourth inning, so now it's 6-2. Clippers will look to get that run back here in their half of the fourth inning. It'll be 3-4-5. Will Brennan, Franmil Reyes, and David Fry to face off against Connor Sadzik. Big right-hander, 6'7", 235 pounds. Pitching from the stretch, first pitch to Brennan, swung on and missed. 88 miles per hour right there, and it's nothing in one. Sadzik, a native of Crystal Lake, Illinois, 30 years old, former 11th round pick of the Texas Rangers in 2011. 0-1 pitch, misses downstairs at 89, so a ball and a strike here to the left-handed hitter Will Brennan. Brennan's the guy who started the rally for the Clippers in the third, led off with a single, stole second base, and came around to score on a Franmil Reyes double. 1-1 pitch to him, cut on and fouled off of the protective netting on the third base side. So it's a ball and two strikes here to the Clippers' left fielder.
Well, Dylan, the last time Connor Sadzik stepped on a AAA mound,
was against the Clippers. Pitching for Milwaukee. Pitching for Nashville, technically.
1-2 pitch. Fouled off again. So we'll stay at a ball and two strikes. Yes, Zadzik had terrific numbers in 24 bullpen appearances for Nashville. A sub-1 ERA, .96 in 24 appearances. 35 strikeouts compared to 12 walks and 28 innings of work. Didn't have nearly as much success in the big leagues with Milwaukee. As Brennan powers this one out to left field. Back for it goes Banks, and he can't make the grab. He had to sky for it, but it bounced off of his glove and into the corner. As Brennan around first base and into second standing up, they surely got to call that one a double. And Will Brennan's having a very nice evening for himself as another good piece of two-strike hitting by the Clippers has them in scoring position. Looked like Banks had eyes on that one. He had to elevate a little bit for the baseball, but like I said, it ricocheted off his glove and into the corner. So a leadoff double there for Will Brennan. And he's back into scoring position for Franmil Reyes, just like they started off the third inning.
I got to give credit there to Banks for the effort. Got to the very end of his glove, but he never really had an opportunity to catch the baseball.
So Reyes, the right-handed hitting power hitter, steps in and takes a first pitch strike at 89 from Sadzik, so it's nothing and one.
Sadzik made two appearances during the six-game series here at Huntington Park back over the week of the 4th of July and did not allow a run over 2 2/3 innings, just one hit.
Here's the 0-1 to Franmil Reyes. Cut on and chopped to shortstop. Abrams ranging to his left field over to first base in time to get Reyes, who was not necessarily chugging down the line there. Wasn't a great throw by Abrams. It was a good play, though, because, like I said, he was moving towards third base while charging. Had to throw across his body over to first base. Nagowski had to kind of pop into foul territory to make the grab, but he did and kept his foot on the bag. So there's the first out of the inning. And Will Brennan, by the way, remains at second. He did not advance. So David Fry comes to the plate. Runner in scoring position at second base with one out. Clippers leading this ballgame 6-2. First pitch to Fry misses low and away, so it's ball one. Ryan talked about the success that Connor Sadzik had here at Huntington Park earlier this season. I mentioned the success he did not have in the big leagues. Gave up three runs and two appearances out of the bullpen for the Milwaukee Brewers. Now he finds himself a member of the Washington Nationals organization as the 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled out of play, so it's even, a ball and a strike. David Fry 0-for-2 so far in this one. Struck out swinging back in the first. Popped out to the catcher. Riley Adams in foul territory in the third inning. So he's looking for his first hit of this game. And that would potentially make it a 7-2 game if it could score Will Brennan from second. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Sadzik. It finds the inside corner for strike two. On deck, Ernie Clement, the Clippers' shortstop. He singled and came around to score back in the third inning. Six-foot-seven right-hander Connor Sadzik set right at the belt. High leg kick. There goes Brennan from second base. The pitch is cut on and fouled off. David Fry just got a piece of that one to stay alive. Brennan likely had third base stolen had Fry missed that pitch. He had a great jump at second. But a foul ball, so he goes back to second base and will do it once more at a ball and two strikes. Here's the 1-2 offering once more, chopped to third base. Ranging over for it is Jake Alou to first base, and he gets David Fry. Again, staying at second, Will Brennan. And now Ernie Clement will come to the plate with Brennan out there at second and two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Clippers leading 6-2. So Clement 1-for-2 in the ballgame, flew out to right field in the first, as I mentioned, singled and scored a run in the Clippers' big third inning. Five runs across for Columbus in that third. Clement, a right-handed hitter, Steers out at the big right-hander, Sadzik. First pitch to him, misses down and away for ball one. Sadzik, a pretty good deal of major league experience, had a sub-1 ERA in 13 games with the Texas Rangers in 2018. Pitched 20 games out of the bullpen for the Seattle Mariners in 2019 to the tune of a 2.66 ERA, but spent all of 2021 at the AAA level. As the 1-0 pitch to Clement misses outside, two balls and no strikes. Sadzik, a member of the White Sox and Brewers organization last year at AAA. 40 appearances out of the bullpen, and as we already went over, 24 appearances out of the Nashville bullpen this year, and two appearances out of the Brewers bullpen. Now he's a member of the Red Wings. 2-0 pitch to Ernie Clement, again misses down and away, three balls and no strikes. Waiting on deck is Oscar Mercado, who's had a nice day for himself, walked in the second, had a well-hit RBI single for himself in the third. Here's a 3-0 pitch to Clement. Fastball misses at 94, so he'll take a walk to first base. First walk issued out of the bullpen for Sadzik there. Puts a runner at first and another at second. Oscar Mercado now coming to the plate. Two out for the Clippers in the bottom of the fourth inning. They lead this ball game 6-2. Mercado, a big piece of that. RBI single for him in the third, also came around to score. He scored on the Trenton Brooks three-run homer. Brooks waiting on deck. First pitch to Mercado, swung on and missed. That's strike one. Mercado, right-handed hitter, came into the ballgame batting .239. Got a pair of home runs and four batted in this season. Five if you count the RBI single back in the third. 0-1 pitch on the way, again, swung on and missed for strike two. Sadzik beat him with heat that time, 94 miles per hour. So Mercado will try to battle right here and extend the Clippers' half of the fourth inning. Will Brennan eager to score from second base. He's been out there for a while now. Here's the 0-2 offering. And misses high and inside for ball one. We going to have a pitch clock violation here? Sadzik looks none too pleased. Our home plate umpire, Alex McKay, backed away and pointed up towards the press box, pointing at his wrist.
Yeah, I believe it's going to be a 2-2 count.
Yep.
Well, no, wait a minute.
Yep, two balls and two strikes.
Now he's saying, he was just indicating, I think, 1-2.
Yep, they're going to get things ironed out right here. So maybe a warning issued there?
Well, there are no warnings for pitch clock violations. It's either a violation or it's not. I'm not entirely even sure what the deal was there. It was odd when the pitch came in because Mercado had relaxed.
Right.
Which you would not obviously do with a two-strike count.
Maybe there was an issue with the clock.
Could be. But it's 1-2.
1-2 pitch on the way. Foul ball straight back. So Mercado able to stay alive. Maybe Alex McKay was indicating that he had not started the clock properly there. They had not started the clock properly, and he noticed late. Regardless, they had put ball two up. It was taken off the board. Looked like there was a pitch clock violation. Now there is not. One ball, two strike count here to Oscar Mercado. Two on, two out, bottom of the fourth. Clippers leading 6-2. Here's the pitch from Sadzik. Breaking ball, swung on and missed for strike three. So that does it for the Clippers. They leave two men stranded in the fourth inning. 6-2 as we head to the fifth in Columbus.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Giant Eagle is your go-to for summer's freshest flavors. With daily deliveries of sweet corn on the cob, perfectly ripe melons, and just picked berries. And don't forget hand-cut steaks and sustainable seafood for the grill. Get summer's freshest at Giant Eagle. Giant Eagle is your go-to for summer's freshest flavors. With daily deliveries of sweet corn on the cob, perfectly ripe melons, and just picked berries. And don't forget hand-cut steaks and sustainable seafood for the grill. Get summer's freshest at Giant Eagle.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us, because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what Mount Carmel is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Harris Valley's day is done, and a pretty good one overall. For the Cleveland right-hander, four innings of work, two runs, one earned, three hits, walked a couple, struck out three. And he hands it off now to Connor Pilkington, the left-hander. From Mississippi, Connor 6'3", 240-pounder. Acquired from the Chicago White Sox in exchange for Cesar Hernandez at the trade deadline, or thereabouts, last year.
There you go, Rochester, third baseman, number 15, Jake Alou.
Jake Alou, left-handed batter, will lead things off here at the top of the fifth inning, and the first pitch is turned around right back up the gut for a base hit. So Alou is aboard for the second time today. Columbus on top 6-2 against Rochester, trying to make it four in a row in the series. If they do, they will send the Red Wings to their 15th consecutive loss. Nine hitter Cole Freeman to the plate. He reached on a fielder's choice, stole second base, and moved up on a throwing error, and then scored on a ground out. So the Rochester run in the third inning scored without the aid of a hit. The Clippers run in the first inning scored without the aid of a hit. Back-to-back doubles in the second against in the fourth inning against Savali brought home the second Rochester run. Pilkington, this is downstairs, 1-1 against Freeman. For Connor, this is his first relief appearance in a Clippers uniform. Gets a swing and a tapper out in front of home plate. Naylor comes to get it. His only play is to first. He'll make it there in time. And there's one away. Alou moves up to second base. Pilkington started the year in the bullpen, but that was in the major leagues for Cleveland. Three relief appearances for the Guardians this year, nine starts. For the Clippers, six appearances, all to begin ball games. He's 1-0 in AAA with a 540 earned run average. 23 in a third inning, 17 runs on 31 hits. Just 19 strikeouts over that time against nine base on balls. So he's not a high strikeout pitcher. Does not bring tremendous velocity. He'll be low 90s with the heater. He misses low and away to C.J. Abrams for ball one. He has a tendency to keep the ball off the barrel of the bat. 1-0 pitch. Fouled back to the screen. And that, if you're a pitcher, is a good tendency to have.
Yep. Nothing to add there, Ryan.
One ball, one strike, one out. A runner at second base here in the top of the fifth inning. Clippers leading 6-2. The big run scoring inning for the Clippers was the five-run third. They sent six batters to the plate in the first inning, scoring just the one run. Three base runners, no hits. Hit batsman, walk error. 1-1 pitch. Below the knees, 2-1. Clippers had three base runners in the second inning as well. Two walks and a base hit. But a base runner, Oscar Mercado, called out for interference on a foul pop-up. Columbus also had two runners in the fourth, but nobody came home to score. Big swing and a breaking ball and a miss by Abrams. 2-2. C.J. Abrams, first game being played in the Washington organization after being acquired via trade as part of a record package for Juan Soto. 2-2 pitch, misses well outside, full count.
Is Josh Bell included in that, or is it separate?
Yeah, yes, so it should be more accurately stated, the return for Juan Soto and Josh Bell, and Josh Bell is no throw-in.
Right. 300 hitter, 10-plus home runs.
Yep. Boy, he did a number on the Clippers for a couple of years with the Indianapolis Indians on the way up. Here's the full trade. Soto and Bell go to San Diego. Abrams, along with Luke Voit, Mackenzie Gore, Robert Hassel III, James Wood, and Charlin Susanna, all go to Washington. 3-2 pitch. Oh, he chased one off the outside corner for strike three. A breaking ball from Pilkington. And Abrams goes down swinging. Two out and a runner at second base.
Josh Bell really revived himself in Washington. He had such a down year, that 2020 year.
Yep.
With Pittsburgh. Hit .226. Before that, he was a perennial 30 home run or so guy. You know, hit .265, .270 for you.
And what a gigantic target at first base.
Right. Massive, massive guy. 6'4", 261 pounds.
And a wingspan.
An underrated part of his game, and I think an underrated part of baseball nowadays that I always appreciated, was the walk to strikeout ratio. He's a guy that walks almost as much as he strikes out. You don't get that a lot with a power hitting first baseman.
First pitch fouled away by the left-handed batting Andrew Stevenson. Next pitch coming, fastball up and in, make it 1-1.
You get two guys that get on base a ton, and he and Juan Soto in that Padres deal. You're getting a lot of power between the two of them, but both of them walk a lot.
They're not going to catch the Dodgers in all likelihood, but boy, the postseason should be really fun.
I mean, the entire year they've played without Fernando Tatis, who might be their best player.
Starting a double-A rehab assignment, I believe, tomorrow.
Tatis. So you're going to get him. I hate when people say this. Oh, it's like he's a trade deadline acquisition. But he played the entire year with Adam, so it is. And if he's able to come back to the form that we saw last year, my goodness.
2-1 pitch, fouled both off the batter and then off the catcher, Bo Naylor. So Stevenson, a bit of a pinball wizard. And it's 2-2.
And that's why a player like C.J. Abrams becomes expendable to your organization, because you've got probably the best young shortstop in baseball. C.J. Abrams is a shortstop, is your top prospect. They also tried him in the outfield at second base, but they've got guys there.
Yeah.
And when you're able to add a player like Juan Soto to really put you over the top and make you compete, and you get Josh Bell in that deal, it's hard to say no.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs, a runner at second base. Pilkington peaks to second, now turns and fires, and just missed the outside corner with a fastball to fill it up.
Now I will be curious to see whether or not they're able to sign Juan Soto to a type of deal that he'll agree to, because he turned down big money in Washington.
He's got to be going to free agency.
You've got to think. I don't see any way the Padres are able to keep him.
3-2 pitch, hit on a soft line. That's going to sneak through the left side of the infield. Up with it is Will Brennan, but he will not throw to the plate. That's a wise decision. No chance to get Jake Alou. He was off on the crack of the bat, and it was not all that hard hit to begin with. So that'll be an RBI single for Andrew Stevenson, his second hit of the ball game. And Rochester nibbling into that Clippers lead. It's now a 6-3 game. So, a lot can happen between now and October, and a lot will happen. The unforeseen will come to pass, no doubt about that, because it does every year. But can you imagine a semifinals in the National League with San Diego, Los Angeles, Atlanta, and New York? To say nothing of the teams in the NL Central right now, but I believe most people would tell you those are the top four teams in the National League. Any one of those teams, the way they're playing this year, But with the Braves particularly right now, they didn't get off to a good start. They gave the Mets a head start, but they are charging hard. They're playing head-to-head. The Mets beat them last night, but the Braves jumped out to an early lead tonight. There's a foul ball back off the bat of Jake Knoll, 0-1. So any one of those four teams, to me, are a potential World Series champion. But we haven't even talked about the Yankees and the Astros and the Mariners.
Right. And don't forget the Padres added one of the best relievers in baseball in Josh Hader. Numbers-wise, he hasn't quite had the year that he wanted, but maybe a change of scenery is needed. Maybe he was thinking about a potential trade, and he's going to settle down now that it's happened.
0-1 pitch to Knoll, swung on and missed, 0-2. It is, to me, and again, we're so far out that you can't really count on anything, but potentially the most exciting Major League Baseball playoffs in years and years and years. Pickoff attempt at first, and the runner is back. It just seems like there are more teams. Now, there are going to be more playoff teams. And again, you get into a short playoff series, anything can happen. But there are more teams, I think, that are on paper capable of winning a World Series than there have been in years past. Runner goes. The pitch is up and in and glances off the bat, a foul ball.
Yeah, it's a good point that you make, because there have been some very elite teams these past five or so seasons, but more often than not, you're looking at the Astros and the Dodgers. Then the Padres come into the equation last year, yep. So you could see things building for the Padres, but they really entered
the
conversation.
And then the Giants beat them all in the regular season.
Right. It's been a tricky and interesting couple of years in baseball, but things are more so straight away this year in terms of who are the truly elite teams, and it's special to see that there are so many of them. The Mets have really put themselves in the conversation along with the Braves.
How do you bet against that rotation?
Right. Now that DeGrom's back, too. The American League East, everybody's over 500 in the AL East. The Orioles are in a wild card conversation.
They certainly are. Here's a ground ball to third base on the 1-2 pitch. Scooped up by Vermeen. He will go the short way to second for the force, putting away Stevenson and doing away with the Rochester Red Wings, but not before they score a run on a couple of hits. And the Clippers' lead is now 6-3 as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Come the Columbus Clippers. Yeah, the bottom half of the fifth inning, they will face a several times old friend, Tyler Clippard, on the hill. Tyler Clippard is the only player ever to pitch for Columbus as a member of three different affiliates. Gorgeous sunset here at Huntington Park tonight. Clippard on a rehab assignment. Drafted by the Yankees in the ninth round back in 2003 out of J.W. Mitchell High School in Newport Richey, Florida. And he made his AAA debut for the Clippers back in 2008, went 6-13 in 27 appearances, all as a starter. And actually made his debut for the Clippers. Prior to that, he pitched in AAA for the Yankees. Baseball Reference has that wrong. They've got the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders as the affiliate of the Yankees. I'm going to have to call somebody over there. First pitch is strike, and the next is coming.
You know a guy?
I'll find a guy. Clippard pitched the final game ever, started the final game ever at Cooper Stadium. That was a loss against the Toledo Mud Hens. The Mud Hens spoiled the final game at Cooper Stadium in 2008, and they spoiled the first game here at Huntington Park, beating the Clippers in 2009. Here's a swing and a deep drive from Brooks, and that ball's going to die out there in right field and be caught by David Dahl for out number one. Looked good off the bat, but it was down toward the end of that war club and fell harmlessly into Dahl's glove. One away. So it was 2005. Clifford made his AAA debut, just one game for Columbus that year, but then in 2008 went 6-13 for Columbus. And then again in 2019, he pitched for the Clippers. This time as a member of the Guardians organization. So pitched for Columbus for the Yankees in 2005, for the Nationals in 2008, and for the, at the time, Indians in 2019. Just three games for the Clippers in that 2019 season. Most of his year was spent in Cleveland. 53 appearances out of the bullpen with a 1-0 record and a 2.90 ERA. This year for Washington has made just one appearance before injury. Delivers a breaking ball, hit on the ground to the shortstop. C.J. Abrams has it and throws out Jose Fermin, quickly two away. 6-3, Clippers on top. Bo Naylor, we go back to the top of the order.
Clippard, 37 years old, but he's always been effective.
Yes.
Twice a member of the Yankees organization, twice a member of the Diamondbacks organization, now twice a member of the Nationals organization.
If you can get people out, you'll have a contract.
He's had a lot of them.
First pitch to Naylor is in for a called strike, 0-1. Bo today has two strikeouts, and sandwiched in between is a base on balls. Clippard's pitch. He is high and away. He's got that familiar delivery with all kind of arms and legs coming at you.
He's pitched in eight organizations over the past five seasons. I believe 10 over the course of his career.
Just 1-1. Is popped high to the night sky, but foul on the third base side. Alou is over, but it's out of play. 16 games for Houston in 2017. One-two pitch off the outside corner. In the postseason, he's pitched for Washington two different years and the Mets in that 2015 season. They lost to Kansas City. Next pitch. That's hit a ton up, but not far enough out. Stevenson over toward the gap in right center, and he will squeeze it for out number three. The Clippers go in order against Clippard, and we go to the sixth here at Huntington Park, 6-3 Columbus.
Stay cool this summer. TempStar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
I'm Pat DeMary of DeMary Truck. The price at the pump is hard on all of us, and it won't be better anytime soon. So, if a truck is how you make your money, you cannot be down for days. DeMary Truck will have you back on the road, providing for your family, your business, and all of Columbus. Whether it's new or used, DeMary Truck can service your truck and make those miles count. For over 50 years, we have kept your business rolling. DeMaryTruck.com.
Your truck resource, DeMary Truck.
Pepper, oh no, they didn't. Papa John's just took their signature pepperoni and hand-stuffed it all up inside their garlic-kissed crust. Now you get that perfect blend of spices in every single bite, with a little extra bite in every cheesy pull. Because the only thing better than Papa John's pepperoni on your pizza is Papa John's pepperoni in your pizza. So get yourself the new epic pepperoni stuffed crust pizza, only at Papa John's.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. By storing our guns safely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920 WMNI Columbus.
Scott's kid of the game, helping out on the third baseline. Lincoln out there with the grounds crew with the infield drag following the Clippers half of the fifth inning. It's time to get outside, fans, and Scott's is here to help you get the most out of your yard. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it. Scott's, let's get to the yard. Connor Pilkington. Back to the hill for a second inning of work. Misses outside for ball one. We've got the big league scores coming your way, brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. He's swinging a high pop-up into shallow center field. Who's it going to be? Tolman out and makes the catch on the run. Cleveland Guardians taking on the Houston Astros. Boy, yesterday they had to deal with a good pitcher. And Justin Verlander, who shut him down through six innings. Verlander's going to win the Cy Young if he keeps this up. Today, Framber Valdez, no slouch himself, and Valdez is through six innings, allowing just one run. His ERA is at 274 on the season. The Houston offense did a number on Hunter Gaddis, his major league debut. Gaddis allowed eight runs in three and a third innings, couple of walks, couple of strikeouts. The bullpen has been able to hold Houston in check since, but it's an 8-1 Astros lead. 2-0 pitch here is up and in. Three balls, no strikes to David Dahl, and he takes high for ball four. So Dahl's aboard for the second time today. Washington Nationals, parent club of these Rochester Red Wings, trailing at Philadelphia by a 6-0 score. Home runs aplenty for the Phils. Castellanos, Realmuto, Hoskins, and Hall all have gone yard. Cubs walk off the Marlins today. Wilson Contreras had a walk-off home run, his 16th homer of the year, in a 2-1 win. Pirates and Orioles scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. The plus 500 Orioles, 54-51. I tell you what, how much money could you have made going around the world of baseball at the end of April and betting people that the Orioles wouldn't be over 500 come August the 5th? You could retire.
They've got a good thing going on. I think Adley Rutschman coming up did a big thing for that club, confidence-wise.
0-1 pitch after a foul ball to Nogalski is a called strike on the outside corner, 0-2. Now, the Orioles did even something different than the Cleveland Guardians did. The Guardians stood pat at the deadline.
Right.
The Orioles, in a race, recognize that, listen, we're in this thing, but we're not really in this thing for the reasons I talked about earlier. The teams that are involved this year are far superior to Baltimore. Even if they got into the playoffs, their chances are not great to get to the World Series. So they said, listen, we're going to get rid of some expensive major league pieces that can help our rebuild accelerate. Oh, boy. Here's a deep drive to left field on the pitch from Pilkington. A 92-mile-per-hour fastball turned around by Nogalski, and that is gone. Two-run home run. And like yesterday, the Rochester Red Wings have cut the Clippers' lead to 6-5. Unlike yesterday, they've got plenty of time to try and complete the comeback. So Nogalski with his second hit of the day, both for extra bases. He now has three RBIs. Bases empty, one down for Nick Banks, and the Clippers now clinging to a one-run lead.
I think Rochester's got to like the addition here of John Nogalski. This guy's had quite the series for himself. He's now 6 for 11 in the series. An RBI double and that two-run shot today.
Pilkington misses just low for ball one. Elsewhere around the major leagues, and I told you earlier, the Mets beat the Braves yesterday. Well, Atlanta is looking for some revenge. Here comes a 1-0 pitch. Changeup swung on and missed. Bravos up 8-1. Heading to the bottom of the fifth inning at Citi Field. Looking to even that series of one game apiece. Next pitch, fastball, swung on and missed, 1-2. Tigers lead the Rays 3-1 after five innings at Comerica Park. White Sox and Rangers one apiece, bottom three down in the Lone Star State. The sub-500 Boston Red Sox leading at the Royals 1-0. That game in the top of the fourth. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball outside. Brewers at home lead the Reds 2-0. Rowdy Tellez with his 22nd home run. Twins up on the Blue Jays 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Big swing and a miss and an off-speed pitch on 2-2. They'll throw to first for the out, but the strikeout belongs to Connor Pilkington. And Banks is put away. That's out number two. Well, the bad news for the Guardians is in the games that they have been losing over the past few days, Minnesota has been winning. The Tigers gave them no help. And now the Blue Jays doing likewise. Yankees and Cardinals, one apiece in St. Louis in the second inning. And the other action coming up later on tonight, Rockies at Diamondbacks, Angels at Mariners, and a good one out in L.A., the Dodgers hosting the San Diego Padres. Sean Manaea, Tony Gonsolin. It's a pretty good pitching matchup. 1-0 pitch, fastball swung on and missed by Jake Alou to make it 1-1. The Clippers have not retired Alou today, a walk and a single. Pilkington, the left-hander, has his sign, kicks and fires. And it's in on the ground to first base. Brooks stays down on it, comes up with it, steps on the bag for out number three. Two-run home run, though, for Joe Nogalski. Makes this a one-run ball game. 6-5, Clippers on top, heading to the bottom of the sixth.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk-free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte Powder Packs. Feel better fast.
Thank you.
Bottom six here at Huntington Park. Clippers fans, Guardians Futures here on MILB.TV with all home and away games streamed live. The only way to watch the Clippers on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Clippers at checkout. Save $10 on a yearly subscription. Go to MILB.TV and you can get all the details your heart desires. Here's Mitch Tolman. Tolman not in the starting lineup today for the Clippers. Swings and misses at a first pitch breaking ball. New pitcher on, Carson Teal, throwing for the Red Wings. The left-hander goes into the motion and delivers. Tolman fouls it away. Gabriel Arias, first time up back in the first inning, was hit by a fastball right square in the batting helmet and came out of the ball game. Tolman ran for him and came around to score the first run of the ball game. Here's the 0-2. Fastball outside. Since then, Tolman has grounded back to the pitcher and was caught looking at strike three. Tyler Clippard, one perfect inning of relief for the Red Wings tonight. Here comes the 1-2. Swung on, hit on the ground to first base. Nogalski has it, feeds the covering pitcher Teal for out number one. Three-hitter Will Brennan to the plate. Brennan has been dynamite tonight. He's got a walk and a single and a double. Brennan has been racking up the multi-hit games in the Clippers uniform since his promotion. He has now 22. Today is his 13th two-hit game. He has 7 3-hit games and a pair of 4-hit games. No Clipper has 5 hits in a game this season. 1-0 pitch. And it's pop foul out of play. Evens the count at 1-1. Fans, present your valid AAA member card for ticket and souvenir discounts. Free inflatable games for the kids as well at AAA member nights here at Huntington Park. The next one is August 20th. Against the Toledo Mud Hens. Next pitch, he swings and just got a piece of a slider. It's 1-2. Clippers enter play today at 59-42, looking for their 60th win of the season. If they get it, they'll be the second International League club to reach that mark. Time called before the pitch, so we will have a break in the action. Clippers trail Nashville by 3 games. They can't seem to gain any ground on the Sound. When the Clippers win, Nashville wins. The days few and far between that they are where Nashville loses a game. The Clippers have tended to lose as well. Oklahoma City has 61 wins in the PCL. They've got the best mark in that circuit at 61-41. They're 4 games ahead of El Paso. Reno leads the other division, the PCL West, with a 57-45 mark. 2-2 count. Here comes the pitch. It is a slider off the outside corner. Good take there by Brennan. That's the pitch he swung on for strike two, fouling it away. L.A. Dodgers lead their division, so do the OKC Dodgers. Payoff pitch, breaking ball again. This one's popped up on the infield. Third base side, Alou and Abrams in the neighborhood. It'll be Alou saying, hey, new fella, I'll take this one. And the third baseman makes the catch, two away. Here's Franmil Reyes, an RBI double in the third inning, has him 1-for-3 on the day. He had another run-scoring swing of the bat. He reached on an E6 in the first inning. And Mitch Tolman from second base came around to score. The ball glanced off the glove of C.J. Abrams. Gave the Clippers their first run. 5-run third inning for Columbus right now is the difference in a 6-5 ball game. Reyes takes the 0-1 just downstairs. Ball and a strike. Carson Teal. 6 feet tall, 160 pounds, out of Stillwater, Oklahoma, delivers, and Reyes hits it on the ground, third base side. Lou's got it on a hop, strong throw to first in time, and the Clippers go 1-2-3. We go to the seventh. Dylan Tires back for the call. It's a 6-5 Clippers lead.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
People are complex beings, and it's a big picture. And as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding someone's hand for a little while they cry. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Top of the sixth inning here at Huntington Park. Hot dog race over. Top of the seventh, rather. Hot dog race over. Clippers on top of the visiting Rochester Red Wings. 6-5. Connor Pilkington back out in relief of Aaron Civale, the Clippers starter in Columbus on Major League rehab from Cleveland. He went four innings, giving up two runs, one of which was earned on three hits, a couple of walks, and three strikeouts. Pilkington has been on the bump since. Gave up a two-run home run an inning ago, which made things interesting. So the Clippers nursing a one-run lead right now as Pilkington misses downstairs with the first offering to Cole Freeman. Freeman, right-handed hitter, is 0-for-2 in this ballgame. Fielder's choice in a ground out in the fifth inning as he takes up and inside. Nearly got a piece of him. That's ball two. Freeman, the nine hitter for Rochester, he's also the designated hitter, takes a strike, so 2-1. Between he and Connor Pilkington, who's now thrown 43 pitches out of the Columbus bullpen. From the windup, the 2-1 pitch is in, lined into center field. So a leadoff single for Freeman, who hustles to first base and takes a look just in case Clippers center fielder Oscar Mercado bobbled the ball there. He did not. So Freeman over at first base after his first hit of the ball game, a single. And that'll bring up the leadoff man for Rochester and C.J. Abrams, who's 0-for-3. An RBI ground out in the third, strikeouts bookending that, both of which swinging. First pitch from Pilkington misses upstairs, so 1-0. Pilkington faced off against Abrams in the fifth inning, got him swinging. One of two strikeout victims for Pilkington so far in this ballgame, who now works from the stretch with Freeman at first. Slide steps home with a breaking ball, swung on and missed. That's strike one. So Abrams, tough day at the plate so far. Those two strikeouts and then the RBI ground out was weak contact. Clippers would love to roll up a double play ball right here as the 1-1 pitch is in and fouled straight back. So Connor Pilkington ahead of C.J. Abrams. One ball and two strikes. On deck is Andrew Stevenson. He's had a nice day for himself at the plate. 2-for-3, including an RBI. So 6-5, the Clippers on top of Rochester. Is Pilkington ready with the 1-2 offering? Chopped right back to him. He's going to give a look at second. Nope, he's going to throw to first base in time to get Abrams. So there's the first out of the seventh inning. Meanwhile, Freeman moves up to second base. So 1-3 in your scorebooks there as Andrew Stevenson will come to the plate. Another lefty-lefty matchup. Remember, Abrams was a left-handed hitter. He's now 0-4. Stevenson comes to the plate to face off against the left-handed throwing Pilkington. Had an RBI single against him back in the fifth inning. So Stevenson 2-for-3 with a pair of singles. Got a man in scoring position here, trailing by one. First pitch to him, hit hard towards second base. Tolman Fields moving to his glove hand side, throws to first base in time to get Stevenson. And meanwhile, Cole Freeman advances 90 feet closer to scoring. He's now at third base.
Second base with number 18, Jake Knoll.
So Jake Knoll will now come to the plate with a man on third and two out here in the seventh inning. Clippers on top of Rochester 6-5. So station to station here for Cole Freeman. In the seventh inning, led things off with a single, moved to second on the C.J. Abrams ground ball, moved to third on the Andrew Stevenson ground ball. Jake Knoll will now try and tie the game and score. First pitch from Pilkington, swung on and fouled straight back. It's nothing and one. Jake Knoll, right-handed hitting second baseman, 0-for-2 in this game, walked and was stranded in the first inning. Grounded out to shortstop in the fourth, grounded out to third base, little fielder's choice in the fifth.
I'm actually like, this is a good...
Pilkington working from the third base side of the rubber, set right above the belt. High leg kick. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed. He pulled a string right there at 80 miles per hour, and he absolutely fooled Jake Knoll. So good work right there from Pilkington. As right now, there's a whole lot he can do. We've seen the fastball, we've seen the off speed.
They were right about the pitch.
He's ahead in the count, no balls and two strikes. Here is the 0-2 pitch. It's a breaking ball that misses down and inside, blocked by the catcher, Bo Naylor. So moving back to the bag at third is Freeman. Good job by Naylor right there, because you've got the tying run at third base. You got to keep that baseball in front of you, and that's exactly what he did. So the count now moves to a ball and two strikes as Knoll steps back in from the right side. Clippers defense playing straight up for the most part, right behind the left-hander. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Pilkington. It misses upstairs at 90 miles per hour. So we are even. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Rochester has scored in four consecutive innings now, looking to make it five. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Pilkington. Swung on and missed. Naylor blocks the ball, throws to first base just in case. That does it for the Red Wings here in the seventh inning. Good work by Connor Pilkington. Clippers lead this one 6-5.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling about the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never. Like, never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom of the seventh inning on a fun night in Columbus, Ohio. The Clippers right now looking to add to their 6-5 lead over the visiting Rochester Red Wings. It'll be 5-6-7. David Fry, Ernie Clement, Oscar Mercado to face off against Carson Teal. Reliever for Rochester out there for his second inning of work. He put the Clippers down in order in the sixth. So a little more success for the Clippers is what they're looking for now in the seventh. Again, they lead Rochester 6-5. Is Teal ready to go, working from the windup, first base side of the rubber. First pitch is an off-speed one, but it finds the strike zone to David Fry, outer half for strike one. Carson Teal, the left-hander, a college teammate of Clippers reliever Peyton Battenfield at Oklahoma State, misses downstairs with the 0-1, so we're even a ball and a strike. Last time those two were together, 2018, both of those guys featured a lot out of the bullpen for the Cowboys that season. 1-1 pitch, misses down, two balls and a strike, David Fry is ahead. Battenfield came out of the bullpen 26 times for Oklahoma State that season, and Teal came out of the pen 21 times. As the 2-1 pitch out of Teal's left hand misses upstairs at 91, so Fry way ahead in the count, three balls and a strike. Jonathan Heasley, a member of that team as well, 15 starts for him. He's now a member of the Kansas City Royals, the only guy in the big leagues from that pitching staff so far. As the 3-1 pitch misses up to David Fry, so the Clippers are in business. That's a leadoff walk as Ernie Clement will come to the plate. Well, bottom of the seventh inning. Take a look at the International League scoreboard presented by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Ernie Clement steps in from the right side here to face off against the left-hander Teal. Over at first is David Fry. Clement shows bunt, gets it down to the third base side. Play at first base in time to get Clement. Nobody at second. So Fry moves ahead on the sacrifice bunt right there from Ernie Clement. Really well executed by Clement. 5-3 in your scorebooks. A picture-perfect bunt from Ernie Clement to get Fry up into scoring position for Oscar Mercado. So man at second, one out. Bottom of the seventh inning, Clippers on top of Rochester, 6-5. Oscar Mercado, right-handed hitter, comes to the plate. 1-for-2, RBI single back in the third inning, struck out to finish off the fourth. He's walked other than that. Teal working from the stretch, comes home, first pitch in there for strike one. International League scoreboard start off at Truist Field in Charlotte. Knights win game one of a doubleheader against Gwinnett 5-4. Top of the fourth inning in game two, Gwinnett on top 3-2. Final from Scranton, the Rail Riders knock off the Buffalo Bison 5-0. Then in Worcester, the Sox beat Durham 5-1 at Polar Park. Nothing in one count now to Oscar Mercado as Teal steps off the rubber. He wants a new sign. They're headed to the eighth inning at Harbor Park in Norfolk. Tides on top of visiting Nashville 6-2. Same score in Lehigh Valley. This time Syracuse leads 6-2. Bottom of the eighth inning there. Top nine in Jacksonville. Jumbo Shrimp lead the Memphis Redbirds 2-1. As the pitch is home, cut on and popped up behind the plate. Looks like it's going to get out of play and does. So nothing in two between Carson Teal and Oscar Mercado. Bottom of the seventh inning at Victory Field. Indianapolis currently leading Louisville 4-1 in that game. After four innings of play in Iowa, the Toledo Mudhens lead the Cubs 2-0. And right now, Omaha trails visiting St. Paul 6-0. Bottom of the fifth inning there. Nothing in two now between Teal and Oscar Mercado. Pitch is on the way, and it misses down and out. So it's a ball and two strikes. Teal tried to get Mercado to chase a fastball at 92 that time, but nothing doing. So it's David Fry out there at second base. He led off the inning with a walk. Moved up to second on a sacrifice bunt from Ernie Clement. Now Oscar Mercado looking to add to the Clippers' 6-5 lead. He's down in the count, a ball and two strikes. Teal comes set, working from the first base side of the rubber, fires home with an off-speed pitch, swung on and missed for strike three. So first strikeout out of the bullpen there for Carson Teal. And Trenton Brooks will come to the plate here with a man in scoring position and two out, bottom of the seventh inning, Clippers leading 6-5. Trenton Brooks hit a booming three-run homer over the wall and right back in the third inning. Made some good contact in the fifth, but flew out to right. As now he's set to face off against the left-hander Teal. Lefty-lefty matchup as the man at the plate, Brooks, is a left-hander himself who takes the first pitch high for ball one. Worth mentioning, given that it's a lefty-lefty matchup, that Brooks' three-run blast in the third came against a left-hander in Francisco Perez. Wind blowing out to left field right now. Good lead at second base for Fry as the 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed. 91-mile-per-hour fastball on the outer half that time. Looks like Brooks asked the home plate umpire, Alex McKay, if that was a strike. It was close, outer half. One ball, one strike is the count. Pitch on the way, misses upstairs at 91. So 2-1, Brooks finds himself ahead in the count. Carson Teal does not have great numbers this season for Rochester, an ERA over 7. 6 foot, 160-pounder, drafted in the 16th round by Washington back in 2018. 2-1 pitch, swung on and fouled out of play behind the plate. So now two balls and two strikes. With David Fry out there at second base and two men down in the Clippers' half of the seventh inning. They lead this ballgame 6-5, 6 runs on 7 hits and an error for the Clippers. 5 runs on 7 hits and an error for Rochester. Clippers have left 7 men stranded, Rochester 4. Columbus looking to avoid making that 8 men stranded here as Brooks stares out at Teal. He comes set at the chest, 2-2 pitch on the way, fouled straight back, will do it again. There's some room for Trenton Brooks on the left side of the infield. C.J. Abrams is playing behind the runner Fry at second. The third baseman, Jake Alou, is well off the bag, but right where the shortstop normally would be, there's a lot of room there. There's also some room up the middle. Another 2-2 pitch. It's a fastball fouled straight back. So a good battle right now between Trenton Brooks for Columbus and the pitcher Carson Teal for Rochester. Mentioned there was some room up the middle. That's because the second baseman, Jake Knoll, is playing pretty well towards first base now. So between the shortstop Abrams and the second baseman Knoll, there's a lot of room to operate. Another 2-2 pitch on the way. This one is flown out to right field. David Dahl charging for it, and he'll make the grab for out number 3. So the Clippers manage to get a runner into scoring position, but they leave him there. They still lead this ballgame 6-5 as we head to the 8th at Huntington Park.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
This is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe.
We're getting back into it.
So the Carolina Panthers remain interested in Baker Mayfield, but at a certain price. It's this simple. Baker Mayfield's getting paid $18 million this year, and you've got Cleveland who continues to want to no. Listen, we need a certain amount of this contract must be picked up. A certain amount, Cleveland. Nobody's going to help you out. You've pissed off the entire league. You've pissed off owners in the league. You've pissed off other general managers in the league. You gave Deshaun Watson a record-setting contract. You've completely reset the market. You've made the NFL look bad because you made this. Nobody's helping out the Cleveland Browns. And for some reason, the only people that don't realize that are the Cleveland Browns.
Two pros, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and a cup of Joe, Jonas Knox. 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Love this song. I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Time for the top of the 8th inning in Columbus. The Clippers maintain their 6-5 lead over the visiting Rochester Red Wings. Connor Pilkington back out there. This guy has worked a lot out of the Clippers bullpen. Aaron Civale started this ball game, went 4 innings, and it's been Pilkington ever since. He managed to blank the Red Wings in the 7th inning. Rochester had scored in 4 consecutive innings before the 7th, but Pilkington left them scoreless in that one. And he starts off with a strike here in the 8th inning to Riley Adams, the cleanup hitter and catcher. Right-handed bat awaits the 0-1 pitch. It's a breaking ball that spins in. It's taken for strike two. So quickly, no balls and two strikes. The eighth inning brought to you by Nationwide Insurance. Clippers fans can get a free on-your-side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage that meets your needs and budget. Nationwide is on your side. 0-2 pitch misses inside from Pilkington. So a ball and two strikes as Adams looking to stay alive. 1-2 pitch as Pilkington winds and fires. Popped, foul, out of play down the right field line. Adams in this ball game is 0-3. Popped to the second baseman, Mitch Tolman, in shallow center field back in the sixth. Looking for his first hit here as the 1-2 again on the way. Starting to go around was Adams. He held up, but the pitch is called a ball. It was up and in. Pretty good pitch right there from Pilkington at 92 miles per hour, trying to entice the hitter Adams, but he held up in time, so it's 2-2. 2-2 breaking ball, fouled off the netting behind the plate, so we'll remain even. Waiting on deck, it's David Dahl, the right fielder for Rochester. Is 1-for-2 in this game. He scored twice. He's been a tough out. Another 2-2 in from Pilkington. It's a breaking ball spanked hard down the third baseline off the facing of the Red Wings dugout and foul. So again, the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Calm night here in Columbus. Dark skies overhead. Little bit of wind blowing out to left. Pilkington gets the sign, shakes a couple of times. Now he has it from Bo Naylor. It's an off-speed pitch that misses away for ball three. Full count, 3 balls and 2 strikes here. Riley Adams, the catcher, facing off against Connor Pilkington, Clippers reliever. With the payoff pitch, hit hard towards shortstop. Ernie Clement waiting on it. Fields over to first base, and he gets Adams by a step and a half. Well, for a guy that started this ballgame playing second base, Ernie Clement has seen a lot of action at shortstop. Remember, Gabriel Arias was the starting shortstop. Took a fastball off the batting helmet in his first at-bat of this ballgame. And it's been Ernie Clement moving over from second to short ever since. It is now the first pitch to David Dahl misses away, so it's a ball and no strikes. As I mentioned, Dahl in this ballgame, 1-for-2, doubled and scored in the fourth inning as he swings through a pitch at 82 miles an hour for strike one. Walked and came around to score in the sixth after striking out in his first at-bat in the second. 1-1 pitch in from Pilkington. Ooh, it misses just away, I suppose, there. So the count now 2-1 to David Dahl. Some jeers from the crowd here in Columbus after that one. It was close. As Pilkington winds and fires, 2-1 pitch, same spot this time, a strike. 91 miles per hour, the fastball out of the left hand of Connor Pilkington. Looking to put down David Dahl, get the Clippers back into the dugout as the 2-2 pitch is on the way. Oh, another fastball in a similar spot just away. Naylor, the catcher, doing his best to put that one on the outside corner for our home plate umpire, Alex McKay, who calls it ball three. So again, a full count. Here is the payoff pitch from Pilkington, a breaking ball that misses upstairs. So David Dahl walks in his second straight appearance at the plate. He's over at first with one out here in the top of the eighth inning. John Nagowski comes to the plate. He has been a thorn in the side of Clippers pitching in this one. He grounded out to shortstop in the second inning, but he's been on fire since. RBI double in the fourth, 2-run home run off Pilkington back in the sixth. Pilkington comes set, comes home. This one is belted out to center field. Back goes Oscar Mercado. In front of the warning track, he makes the grab, and there is out number two. Ooh, that was hard hit on a line. Mercado turned and sprinted towards that warning track, and that's where he makes the grab. Just in front of that center field wall, 400-foot marker. Nagowski has been a handful for the Clippers in this one. Long, loud out right there, but an out nonetheless. So call that one a line drive to center field. Mercado makes the grab, and David Dahl remains over at first base. So a man on with two out in the top of the eighth inning. Nick Banks coming to the plate. He's had a rough day. Grounded out to first in the second. He's struck out swinging in two at-bats since. First pitch to him misses low and away. So one ball and no strikes here to Nick Banks. Left-handed hitter. Gets the start in left field today for Rochester. So another lefty-lefty matchup, mind you. Pilkington, a southpaw. Banks came into the ball game with pretty good numbers. 270 hitter. 344 on base percentage. 461 the slugging percentage. But he's done nothing today. As the 1-0 pitch misses downstairs. Starting to go at first base was David Dahl. But Naylor, the catcher, was able to keep the baseball in front of him and in the glove. Looked like Dahl might have an opportunity to go there. It was a tough pitch to keep in the glove for Naylor, but that's exactly what he did. It's down and in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes is the count now to Nick Banks. Here's the pitch from Pilkington, chopped foul. So 2-1 now. Pilkington, native of Mississippi, 6'3", 240-pounder. Draft pick by the Chicago White Sox, third rounder out of Mississippi State. There goes Dahl from first base. The 2-1 chopped hard down the first base line and just foul. That got foul right in the nick of time for the Clippers. Right before it got to first base, it drifted to the right of the first baseline if you're looking from home. So Dahl was going on the pitch. It was hit hard down the first baseline and just foul. That potentially could have scored Dahl from first base had it been fair. It's foul ball, though, so a 2-2 count. Pilkington, from the stretch, delivers a breaking ball. This is skewered softly towards left, drifting towards the line as Will Brennan, and he makes the grab for out number three. So Pilkington leaves another man stranded. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Clippers on top of Rochester, 6-5.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
Bottom of the eighth inning here at Huntington Park in the Arena District, Columbus, Ohio. The home team Clippers on top of Rochester, 6-5. They're looking to add to that lead, get a little insurance here in the home half of the eighth inning. It'll be Jose Fermin, Bo Naylor, and Mitch Tolman to start things off against a new pitcher in this ballgame, Reed Garrett. Garrett, a 6'2", 196-pound right-hander. Hails from the state of Virginia. He's appeared in six games for the big club, the Washington Nationals, this season. They're the Major League affiliate of Rochester. 26 appearances in the minor leagues this season, 3.38 ERA in 32 innings. He's going to pitch from the stretch. First base side of the rubber. First pitch, a fastball at 96, fouled off by Fermin. So Reed Garrett can get it up there a little bit. 96 miles per hour with the heat. And he's ahead in the count, nothing in one. Garrett pitched a couple of nights ago here against the Clippers as Fermin chops the 0-1 pitch foul down the third baseline, so it's nothing in two. Garrett pitched a scoreless inning two nights ago here at Huntington Park. Just one. That's what he's looking to do again here in the eighth. Clippers, though, have other ideas. They want some insurance runs here. 0-2 pitch misses downstairs. One ball, two strikes here to Jose Fermin. Fermin's had an active day offensively for the Clippers. Singled and stole a base in the second. Walked and stole a base in the third. Grounded out to shortstop in the fifth. 1-2 pitch on the way. He fouls it off, managing to stay alive there. Just got enough. In the first few innings of this ball game, both teams stealing second base like crazy. The Clippers in particular, they had stolen three bags in the first three innings against Riley Adams. We haven't seen a whole lot of that since.
Well, it looks like Fermin has stolen about eight bases today with the uniform.
He's, front of that uniform is dark. Looks like he's been swimming in a sandbox as a 1-2 pitch misses downstairs at 98 miles per hour right there from Reed Garrett. He can bring it a little bit. Like we mentioned, he's pitched in the big leagues this season for Washington. Spent time in the big leagues throughout his career with Detroit in 2019. Pitched 13 games that season. Just hasn't quite worked out for him. How about this? 8.22 ERA for Detroit in 2019. 8.22 ERA in the big leagues for Washington this year. It's a 2-2 pitch. It is fouled down the right field line. So, Fermin putting together a good plate appearance right now. Good battle. But matching ERAs, this guy's got two big league stints. He's got an 8.22 ERA both times.
Odds against that are pretty long. For one reason, being that they're not very good ERAs, so right. The fact he was able to stick around.
Well, if Jose Fermin's able to reach right here, I think that would go a long way. This has been a very, very good at-bat so far, and the Clippers got the top of the order coming up. Here's a 2-2 pitch from Garrett. This one chops softly toward short, charging Abrams. He has it in the glove. Jump throw to first base in time to get Fermin. So good at-bat put together right there by Jose Fermin, but he grounds out to shortstop for the second time in this game. And that'll flip the lineup card here for the Clippers. Bo Naylor, the leadoff man, comes up.
Now batting for the Clippers, the catcher, number 12, Bo Naylor.
Well, Bo Naylor, he's got major league aspirations. He's a big-time prospect for the Cleveland Guardians organization. Facing off against a guy who spent some time in the big leagues out of the bullpen. You got to be able to hit guys like this. They're flamethrowers out of the pen in the big leagues. And this guy, Reed Garrett, he's a flamethrower. Seen him get it as high as 98 miles per hour this inning. Naylor, left-handed hitter, is 0-for-3 in this game. Pair of strikeouts and a walk. Last time at the plate, he flew out to center field. First pitch to him. This is down there from Garrett at 86 miles per hour. So 1-0.
That's definitely one of the things you have to do. You have to prove you can hit velocity because major league teams deploy bullpens particularly that have nothing but.
1-0 pitch on the way. Misses down again, this time at 86. So Garrett hasn't shown Naylor the fastball yet. Now, with Naylor ahead in the count 2-0, you got to assume he's sitting dead red on that heater. And if not, so be it. He comes in with something else and throws a strike, tip your cap. Here's the 2-0. It was that fastball at 96, and Naylor takes it for a strike. Infield behind Garrett, shifting Naylor to pull. Remember, left-handed hitter, so there's one man on the left side of the infield. It's the third baseman, Jake Alou, playing where the shortstop normally would be. Here's the 2-1 offering from Garrett. It's a fastball again that misses down. 3-1 is the count. Again, that one at 96 miles per hour. Nobody on, one out, bottom of the eighth inning. Clippers lead Rochester 6-5. Rochester really struggling right now. They've lost 14 consecutive ball games. Here is the 3-1 pitch. This one is golfed into left field and down for a single. 96-mile-per-hour fastball. Naylor didn't necessarily get a great piece of it, but he got enough. He was able to set it down right in front of the left fielder, Nick Banks. So he's over there at first base. One out, single. And the two-hitter, Mitch Tolman, will come up to the plate. First hit of the ballgame, of course, for Bo Naylor. He can run a little bit. 4-for-4, stealing bases this season. We'll see if the Clippers try to get him into scoring position. Might be a good idea. Jake Alou, the third baseman, even with the bag, now moves closer to the cut of the grass as the first pitch to Tolman finds the outside corner, excuse me. Nothing in one, 96 miles per hour right there from Garrett. Tolman in this ball game is 0-for-3, a couple of ground outs and a strikeout. Great time for his first hit here. As there goes Naylor from first base. No, he faked it. Looked like he started to go, but then held up. As the 0-1 pitch misses down and inside, the count even at 1-1. Well, Naylor had me fooled.
Well, sometimes that can be a distraction right for a batter as well. It may throw off a pitcher, but it could throw off your hitter.
High leg kick from Garrett. 1-1 pitch finds the zone at 87. Change speeds that time to Tolman. Now Tolman down in the count, a ball and two strikes as Will Brennan waits on deck. Brennan, another guy who's had a good day at the plate for Columbus. Big right-hander, Reed Garrett comes set, fires over to first base and back with a head-first slide is Bo Naylor. Well, Garrett spun and fired like he was going to really throw that ball over to first base, trying to get Naylor, and then it was a softer throw. Now he's ready again. The 1-2 pitch misses just away. Two balls and two strikes. Garrett gave a little bend in disbelief. He wanted that call. So did the catcher, Riley Adams, who left it there for the home plate umpire, Alex McKay, to look at. The call never came, so two balls and two strikes is the count. Mitch Tolman, the batter. He lines this one into right field. Naylor around second base. He is going to hold there. It looked like he was getting wheeled by Andy Tracy, who, yes, he's looking out at Naylor saying, he might have been able to make it to third base. But Naylor held it second. So now men at first and second base with one out in the bottom of the eighth inning and the three-hitter Will Brennan coming to the plate. Good piece of hitting right there by Tolman as he put that ball between first and second base into right field.
Now, Dahl, the right fielder, has an arm. You don't want to run into an out on the bases, surely, when you're trying to tack on some insurance here in the eighth inning. So that time, they just decided to exercise some caution.
Andy Tracy was giving a dinosaur arm wheel right there. It was like, maybe hold up. But I think Naylor made the right move by holding up right there. He's in scoring position. Of course, whenever the guy's on third base, it's that much more pressure for a pitcher and catcher. You can't spike anything.
Well, but you got Will Brennan coming up, and
right,
he has
exactly been
as good as it gets for the Clippers all year long in just about any situation. Runners in scoring position for Will Brennan this year, .364 batting average.
Exactly. I think this is the smart move. Play it cautious. You're in scoring position. You're ahead in this ballgame. You're looking for insurance. It's not like that's the winning run, the go-ahead run, the tying run. And Brennan's been great at the plate in this one. 2-for-3, single and a double. He's also walked. First pitch to him. He takes at the knees. That's strike one. Fans here think it was a little bit low. It was probably right there. No balls and a strike. That fastball at 94 miles per hour. So remember, two on, one out, Clippers leading 6-5. It's Naylor out there at second, and Tolman over at first. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Brennan. He chops this one towards shortstop. Abrams to the backhand, lays out. He makes the play, but the throw to second gets away. Here comes Naylor from third. Now Tracy's going to wheel Tolman. Throw to the plate, not in time to get Tolman. Meanwhile, Brennan all the way to third base amongst all the chaos. and the Clippers get the insurance they were looking for. It's 8-5 Columbus.
Well, I have to wait and see for the official ruling on the scoring, if it's going to be a hit and an error or just a straight E6 on Abrams. But it's the second time in this ballgame. Back in the first inning, he was not able to field one cleanly that led to a Clippers run. This gives him two.
So now Franmil Reyes will come to the plate with the Clippers up bigger. 8-5, he fouls off the first pitch, a 95-mile-per-hour fastball for strike one.
So it's a single and an error, no RBI on the play. Both runs score on the E6, but Brennan has his third hit of the game.
Rochester will now come in on the cut of the grass, looking to cut down Will Brennan at the plate. 0-1 is the count, here's the pitch. Fouled straight back by Reyes, it's nothing and two. Again, the fastball at 95. Well, this has been a rough Nationals organization debut for C.J. Abrams. He struck out twice at the plate. He's 0 for 4, and he's made two errors that have resulted in three runs coming across. And mind you, the Clippers lead by three in this game. Here's the nothing and two pitch from Garrett. Again, a foul ball straight back, a fastball at 96. We stay at 0-2.
Now, because it's a hit and an error, right now both of the runs are earned, but depending on how the rest of this one plays out, they could all count against Garrett Reed.
And I don't mind the hit call. I think it was certainly a really tough play for Abrams. Another 0-2 on the way. It's a fastball, and it freezes Reyes maybe a little bit away right there. He disagrees with the call. So does the crowd in Columbus. But Alex McKay, the home plate umpire, calls it strike three. And there's the second out of the inning. First strikeout for Garrett out of the bullpen. Yeah, we get another look at that one in the ballpark. I think that there is good reason there have been groans here. I think that was away. David Fry coming to the plate. First pitch to him. Off-speed pitch finds the zone. It's nothing in one. So Will Brennan over there at third base. Two runs already across for the Clippers in this bottom of the eighth inning. They lead it 8-5. Nothing in one pitch into Fry. It's a fastball that misses down at 96. So one ball and one strike. Waiting on deck is Ernie Clement. As Garrett comes set right at the belt. He's ready with the 1-1 pitch. Quick look at third base. High leg kick. And an off-speed pitch misses down and outside, 2-1. Fry in this ballgame, 0-3. Walked, though, back in the seventh inning. Clippers left him stranded. He's looking to join the fun right now, score another for Columbus, extend their lead to 4. 8 runs on 10 hits so far for the Clippers in this ballgame. 2-1 pitch. Backs Fry off the plate and misses inside. So now the count, 3 balls and 1 strike. C.J. Abrams, you're looking out at shortstop right now. The body language isn't great. I think he wants to get back into the dugout. I think he knows this has been a tough debut for him in Rochester. As the 3-1 on the way, lifted out to right field. Dahl taking a couple of steps in. He's underneath it. That's a can of corn for out number 3. But the damage is done. 2 more runs across for the Clippers. They've broken this one open, gotten the insurance they needed. 8-5 as we head to the ninth inning at Huntington Park.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Hey, Columbus.
Mike.
And Tom here from the new Bob Says Yes, powered by Twins.
It's the end of the summer.
And we need your old ride.
So bring in your keys.
We'll help you end the season on a high note.
You could drive a nicer, newer car for just $5 down.
So don't spend another minute in a car you hate.
For just $5 down, you could drive home in a nicer, newer car.
Even if you had credit problems in the past.
Our For the People credit approval process works.
So bring your keys in.
And you could get a deal on the season.
When you drive home on a nicer, newer car for just $5 down.
But hurry.
Only during our end of season Keys In sales event.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Tom, and we're your dealers.
For the people.
See all the cars at BOBBBobSaysYes.com.
That's BOBBBobSaysYes.com.
Powered by Twins.
Subject to approved credit, tax, title, registration, and doc fee, including an amount financed. Example, $20 per month for 72 months at 7.99% APR for 1,000 financed. Not all customers will qualify. Negative equity may be refinanced. Ends August 31st.
Mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers, may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Columbus Clippers. Top of the ninth inning. Clippers on top 8-5 against Rochester. Last chance for the Red Wings to try and snap this losing streak. It has reached 14 and is three outs away from 15. First pitch from Pilkington in for a called strike to Jake Alou. 8-9-1 due up for the Red Wings here. Alou has walked and singled today. He takes a breaking ball off the outside corner. Alou is 4-for-15 in the series. Cole Freeman, then C.J. Abrams due up the pitch. Fastball, grounded foul on the third base side. Clippers fans, you can get a free On Your Side review from Nationwide. Your local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage that meets your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. One ball, two strikes. Pilkington trying to finish it off as the only Clippers reliever of the game. 1-2, got him on a fastball. Swing and a miss, strike three. Aaron Savalli got the start, went four. Pilkington trying to finish off his fifth inning of work. There is some activity for the Clippers in the bullpen. Anthony Castro is up loosening the right arm. Castro was up earlier when Savalli was trying to polish off his fourth inning of work. First pitch from Pilkington. Strike on the outside corner to the nine-hitter Freeman, 0-1. Freeman is 1-for-3 today, singled in the seventh inning, scored back in the third, reaching on a fielder's choice. A 1 pitch. That's low. The pitch. Popped up on the infield. Brooks went in two steps, now back four. He'll make the catch, two away. Top of the order, Abrams. You know, he'd love to do something big here to try and start a rally. He has had a rough outing. His first night in a Rochester Red Wings uniform. He did drive in a run with a ground out with the infield drawn in the third inning. But he is 0-for-4 with a couple of costly errors. Fastball to him up and in the lefty-lefty matchup, making one ball, no strikes. Pilkington digs into that red glove to get the grip he wants. Now he throws the 1-0, and it's too far outside. 5:05 first pitch tomorrow, and then 4:05 on Sunday. Next pitch, cued foul on the third base side. With Norfolk having beaten Nashville today 7-2, the Clippers have a chance to pick up a game. That would get them to within two of first place. Nashville has just stayed arm's length away from the Clippers. Oh, here's a pitch up and in, and it hits Abrams. He'll take first with two down. Pilkington is at 86 pitches. Most he has thrown in a Clippers uniform. Last time out he went 85, and looks like 86 will be the end of the line. Here comes Andy Tracy. The Clippers skipper will head out. And he is not there to ask about the weather. He's going to make a pitching change. So that'll do it for Connor Pilkington. He goes 4 2/3 in relief. Anthony Castro will come on to try and slam the door for the Clippers, who lead 8-5 in the top of the ninth inning.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920, WMNI Columbus.
Clippers right-hander out of Caracas, Venezuela. Originally signed by Detroit back in 2011, made his major league debut for the Tigers, then moved on to Toronto and was traded from Toronto to Cleveland just before the season in exchange for Bradley Zimmer. He has been on the I-71 shuttle all season long, Castro, pitching a lot of games in the major leagues for the Cleveland Guardians and here for the Clippers. He is making his 21st appearance. One save and two opportunities. This is a save chance for him. Three-run lead for the Clippers in the top of the ninth inning, 8-5 ball game. Runner at first, two down. C.J. Abrams at first after having been hit by a pitch. And Andrew Stevenson, left-handed batter, taking ball one. Castro, the hard-throwing righty, goes to work and gets a swing and a foul ball. Back to the screen, 1-1 count. Chest high set from the right-hander. Runner goes. Here's the offering. It is outside. The Clippers will not throw down to second base. I still think that will go as a stolen base for Abrams. 2-1 count. Castro's offering. Is swung on and fouled into the catcher's mitt. 2-2. Clippers a strike away from a 4-0 series lead and five wins in a row. Two-two pitch. Ground ball, first base side. Does it stay fair? Yes. Brooks has it, takes it to the bag, and that's your ball game. Clippers fans, you can ring your bells. The Clippers have won five in a row, defeating Rochester tonight by a final score of 8-5. We're back after this.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi.
Oh, wow.
Pause that.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Well, here at Huntington Park tonight, the Clippers do it to the Red Wings again, this time an 8-5 final score. Here's how it happened tonight at Huntington Park. The Clippers scored first with an unearned run in the first inning. Gabriel Arias, in a bit of a scary moment, was hit in the head by a pitch from Jeffrey Rodriguez. Mitch Tolman pinch ran for him, and after Will Brennan walked, Franmil Reyes put one up the middle off the glove of C.J. Abrams for an error. And Tolman would come around to score. That made it a 1-0 Clippers advantage. Top of the third inning, it would be an even score, one apiece, as Abrams had a ground out of his own that brought home Cole Freeman. The Clippers, though, in the bottom of the third would open things up. It became a 5-run frame. The big blow was a Trenton Brooks 3-run home run.
Here's the 0-2. Hammered out to right field. Watch it go. 3-run home run. Nearly on to Nationwide from Trenton Brooks. A booming blast there from the first baseman, Trenton Brooks. It's his 6th home run of the season, and the Clippers have opened up this ball game. It's now 6-1.
That's our Phoenix Bats big hit of the game. Phoenix Bats, your hometown bat company, and the official bat of the Columbus Clippers. From then on, Rochester would whittle the lead away. They got a run in the fourth, another in the fifth, two in the sixth. That made it a 6-5 ball game. The Clippers would tack on two unearned insurance runs in the eighth inning, and that gave them some cushion to go into the ninth. Connor Pilkington nearly able to finish off his relief outing of Aaron Savalli. Savalli, the starter, on a rehab assignment tonight. Went four, gave up two runs, only one of which was earned. Pretty good rehab outing for Savalli. Pilkington, again, nearly able to finish it off. But after hitting a man in the ninth inning, he came out of the ball game, and the relief corps was called upon once again. It'll be Anthony Castro to get the final out of the ball game, and the Clippers hang on for an 8-5 victory against Rochester. Here's your final totals tonight from Huntington Park. Rochester, 5 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors, and 6 men left on base. The Clippers had 8 runs on 10 hits. They committed an error, and they left 9. The win goes to Connor Pilkington. He is now 2-0. The loss is hung on Jeffrey Rodriguez, and Anthony Castro gets his second save of the season. The game took 2 hours, 59 minutes to complete in front of 8,008 fans here at Huntington Park. We're expecting some more wet weather overnight. Hopefully tomorrow things will be as fortunate for the Clippers as they were today, and we'll get the ball game in unfettered. 5:05 first pitch. We'll take the air for the Spectrum pregame show at 5 o'clock. For Tracy Watson back in the studio and Dylan Tyre, my broadcast partner tonight. This is Ryan Mitchell reminding you one final time in the Arena District, the Clippers beat the Rochester Red Wings by a final score of 8-5, getting their 60th win of the season. Clippers now 60-42, two games out of first in the IL West. That'll do it from Huntington Park. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.